Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the quickening and the intensification of the globalist takeover on a planetary scale. So much incredibly vital news that is unfolding and taking place around us all. We are truly living a major paradigm shift on so many fronts. For the good and the bad, upheaval, a time of great change is upon us. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the fifth day of May, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Later in the broadcast, I want to spend at least 30 minutes talking about the nature of racism. It's truly tribalism. And the groups and organizations that promote so-called multiculturalism are actually creating division and tribalism. So they exacerbate a problem and then sell you the big government nanny state solution. So I want to discuss really the great game of divide and conquer from the level of race and religion coming up today. In fact, I'm just going to do that at the start of the next hour. Then we have a guest joining us just for about 15 minutes in the middle of the third hour. We saw a news report where Robert G. Rash, who heads up the levee system in his area of the country, he's been in meetings with FEMA where they openly brag that where they're forcing everyone to buy flood insurance now, who doesn't need it, even people on hilltops, that this is just a way to raise tens of billions of dollars, kind of like the government health care bill forcing you to buy insurance written by the insurance companies. But they had their pundits go out and claim that they were against it when their lobbying was 94%, according to the Wall Street Journal, for it. Just like Goldman Sachs and others are lobbying for the banking reform bill that actually gives them more power and control over the entire financial system. But it's being sold in the media. In fact, I saw an article today. Goldman Sachs relents, agrees the bill needs to pass. Oh, they agree they made some mistakes engineering the financial collapse by design in their own records. That's a mistake. If you rob a bank, it's a mistake. If you beat your neighbor in the head with a hammer till they're dead, it's a mistake. If you jump off a cliff, it's a mistake. If you drive to a crack house and buy drugs, it's a mistake. If you run a cash register and you steal $1,000 out of it at a 7-Eleven, it's a mistake. It's all a mistake. So we'll be discussing that today as well. Plus, I was already aware of this information. By saying that, I've done the research. It's very accurate. In fact, they really understate it. But I saw some amazing videos that were posted up on our Facebook account, one of our Facebook accounts. We've got more than 15 of them, fan base sites that people have turned over to us. One of our fan sites posted some videos to the Overpopulation is a Myth website where they put together some really excellent YouTube videos using official numbers. And this was put out by the Population Research Institute, who I want to get on in the next few days or next week or so. Just amazing information. I want to go over the facts of human population here on the broadcast, and we will do that coming up today in the last hour. Now, when we return, I want to get into the economy and the consolidation of the economy by powerful financial interest. China may crash in the next 9 to 12 months, says Dr. Mark Faber. Euro market meltdown resumes despite Greek deal. Well, of course it does. It's all by design. And what's happening here in the United States, that is straight ahead, and the latest fear-mongering on the Times Square failed bomb.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the full 4 hours today on any subject, any issue you wish to discuss. Any local news item, national item, piece of legislation. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. I want to continue today talking about the situation in Arizona. Really a mild law. The media is misrepresenting it, saying that anyone with brown skin is going to be pulled over and basically harassed. Ladies and gentlemen, for 2.5 years, they have built Border Patrol checkpoints as far as 100 miles in, and they have roving checkpoints, and we've interviewed people that have been beaten up, black people, white people, Hispanics, all Americans who every day driving to work have to go through these, and they start saying, look, you're not going to search me. You're not going to ask me questions like this is an airport. You need to be down on the border. And you remember Pastor Anderson, who they beat within an inch of his life, splitting his head open all over the place, tasering him over and over again, and he got, you know, he videotaped it, and he got the videotape of it, and that's on YouTube. So this already happens to Americans, okay? I don't care what color you are. And so the federal government, oh, cares so much about civil rights and people's freedom, and you know, basketball teams are changing their names to Spanish names in protest, and oh my gosh, Hispanic people are being persecuted. And the media is telling them this to make this be a racial issue, because 80% or more of the illegal aliens in this country are Latin American. The point is, we're going bankrupt. I mean, you see every day articles about school districts firing half their teachers, laying off a third or more. And this is going on all the time. There'll be more cuts of city employees, of even police. I mean, are you witnessing them going to 4-day-a-week school days? Are you witnessing massive budget shortfalls everywhere? I mean, do you see what's happening? And this is what the banking system does. In fact, today is falsely known as Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Independence. It's not even celebrated in Mexico. It is not Mexican Independence Day. It's made up like Kwanzaa to create more division. And it's just another example of all of the propaganda that's going on. And when I was rereading to make sure I was accurate about this, the history of Cinco de Mayo and Cinco de Mayo confusion, it just confirmed even more what I had historically remembered. And you read the story of Mexico, it's the same story we've seen in Greece, the same story we've seen in Argentina, the same story now in Portugal, the same story in England, the United States. The banks came in, got the country in incredible debt. The people threw off colonial rule not once but twice. But they never escaped the banking cartel that controlled them. And that's why Mexico has triple, on average, by every major index, the natural resources of the United States. I mean, Mexico is rich. Rich soil, rich in oil, rich in timber, rich in minerals across the board. Why do they have one of the poorest populations on earth and one of the richest elites on earth? They're in the top three, after the United States and England. Why? Because it's a top-down, vertically integrated society by design to keep control of the population. And so next hour, I'm going to break this down and go over it. But there's all this Cinco de Mayo confusion, and I have to witness every time there's a Cinco de Mayo in Austin. If you go downtown, you'll see giant parades day and night, people drunk everywhere, waving Mexican flags. And I'm sorry, it's offensive. It's offensive. I mean, imagine if you had a giant U.S. population in Mexico City on 4th of July running around with tens of thousands of American flags. I would imagine that would be offensive. And look, I don't want to hear that the United States belongs to Mexico. Mexico was Guatemala as well, but they lost that. All it was the Spanish Empire and then the French Empire. And then a Habsburg Austrian / German empire. Okay? It was anybody who could land troops with guns. It was a free-for-all down there. All right? So the claim that Mexico or the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo got ripped off is a joke. Okay? Mexico couldn't even hold their forts against the native populations of Comanche and Apache and Red Stick and others, okay? It is a sickening, disgusting lie, and I am sick of it. I have read the history up one side and down the other, okay? And other people should do that. But why does the U.S. government in colleges and in high school? Listen, when I was at Anderson High School, I was a couple years in Dallas, a couple years here in Austin, and I was in art class. And they had an art field trip with the best students of the ladies' five classes. And she was a nice art teacher, but a socialist, basically. And she took me down to UT with her, quote, best students. And I got to sit there for 6 hours at the University of Texas at their art department, hearing about how U.S. stole Mexico and seeing these art displays about how evil white people are. Okay? I mean, you want to know what woke Alex Jones up? It was stuff like that. Okay? Because I'd already read history books and I already knew it was a complete deception. All right? Okay? Look, does Britain have a claim on the United States? I mean, they used to have it. No. Does Spain have a claim? No. Does France have a claim? No. Does Mexico have a claim? No, you don't. Okay, does Germany have a claim? Because, yes, we just say Germany. That's the nation today. It was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And then you can even debate what royalty it was. They were all intermarried. The Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Habsburgs, but it was basically based out of what is Austria today. Okay? Now they had California and Texas and Arizona and Nevada. I mean, do the French get it? Do the Germans get it? Do the Austrians get it? It's just as asinine a claim of people in Mexico being taught in public schools and here in the United States. I mean, it is taught in studies all over the United States. Almost every school district in the country sits there and teaches the school kids, this is Mexico and it was stolen. No, this is not Mexico. It was not stolen. If anybody has a claim to it, it was the native tribes that lived here, period. And they didn't have governments. They didn't have private property. They didn't have a system. And you bet, via conquest, the United States took it, okay? Now, you got to ask yourself a question. Do you want to live under the United States Bill of Rights and Constitution, which they're now violating? People say, well, we don't want to live under America. Look, it's tyranny. Well, that's the globalist takeover. No. I'm saying, do you want to live under the Bill of Rights and Constitution and habeas corpus and due process and private property rights where you get to keep what you earn and you produce and you make? If you paint an oil painting, do you own that or does somebody else? No. If you go out and plant some corn plants in your backyard, who gets to eat that corn when it's ready in the fall? Who gets to butter that up and give it to their kids? Or do you have to go give it to your neighbors? Because in a democracy, I guess if 51% of your neighborhood association decide that you've got to give your car to the neighborhood association and they're going to sell it and then they're going to take the money from it, I mean, do you have to do that? That's slavery. They call it democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, okay? And Mexico is a narco-terrorist kleptocracy, a monopoly of the rich. Mexico has collapsed. It's nothing but armored citadels guarding the wealth of the elite while the slaves work in the slave factories and in the fields. They have no rights. The police wear black uniforms. They have troops on the street corner. Now, what's happening in America? The exact same thing. So, no, I don't want to live under an empire. I don't want to live under a king. And I don't want to live under a bunch of el jefes. I don't want to live under, you know, corrupt government leaders who are paid off by big mega corporations. And that's what our government is. It is a big cesspit of corruption, period. But let me explain Cinco de Mayo confusion. It is a common misconception among the non-Mexican community in the United States to mistake Cinco de Mayo, or the 5th of the Mexican Independence Day, which occurs September 16th. Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates the victory of the Mexican army over the French Empire at the battle, and it goes on in 1862 during the French invasion of Mexico to make Mexico pay debts to the empire because they'd thrown out the French colonial government. And then what happened after that? Well, with the backing of Napoleon of France, a group of Mexican monarchs led by the Habsburg Maximilian came in and took it over. And what did the United States do? You know, the United States took over Mexico City. They sent the Marine Corps and the Army down there. Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee were there. They went down there and they took over the government of Mexico because Mexico continued to run sneak attacks as far north as Oklahoma. And then the United States pulled out. The United States didn't want Mexico. The United States knew there's no way to manage this. These people have never had freedom. They've been slaves before the Westerners arrived under the Aztec bloodletting kingdom, which is something out of Hellraiser. I mean, Mexico has been cursed for thousands of years. Mesoamerica has been cursed for thousands and thousands of years. Okay? It has had, by any yardstick, a wicked culture. A wicked culture. And don't tell me, oh, you can't judge cultures. I judge the Nazi culture as bad. I judge communist culture as bad. I judge any oppressive culture where you got priests standing up on top pyramids, cutting children's hearts out and hanging the kids up for lunch meat. That was how the priests mainly made their money. That was their taxes, was human flesh. You had to give them sacrifice. You had to give them your kids. That was their favorite juicy meat. Then they would hang the kids up and cut them up and slice them up in the priest-run meat markets. Now, if you think that's good, hey, Take your kids, slit their throat, hang them up, have a good meal. As for me, it's evil. We'll be right back.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We are back live. Okay, let me go over the economic news, and I'm going to get into the relish with which the media and government criminals are hyping the failed bomb from Times Square. I mean, every radio channel, local, national, television, they've got all these congressmen and senators and Homeland Security people saying, we need to be able to arrest U.S. citizens and strip them of rights. Well, what is the Belligerent Act they've got going through Congress? What does the enemy combatant ruling say? that they can arrest citizens secretly, torture you, and that you can never be seen again. Well, now, they already have that on the books at the regulatory executive level, but it's not real law. So now they're trying to pass the Violent Belligerence Act, and they're saying, look, this guy was a U.S. citizen. Let's not give him a trial. Notice what just happened with the Hatari. In fact, guys, I am this to you, but I didn't see it in my stack. 2 days ago, a federal judge ruled that the Hatari had to be released, the militia. And then the feds went in and put an injunction in while they decide whether they're going to file an appeal to the higher federal court. So just search the term Hatari not to be released yet or something like that. I need that when I go over this because that's what this is about. They want to set the precedent to end habeas corpus and due process. The entire Homeland Security system is built and set up for the American people, and to watch Lieberman on TV and others. It is just a full court press to totally overturn the Bill of Rights and set up the military jurisdiction here in the U.S. They've already set it up, now they're trying to openly come out and say, look, you're not safe unless we can just arrest whoever we want and they can just disappear into a black hole. And by the way, that's just not my interpretation. We had Judge Andrew Napolitano on a few weeks ago going over the Violent Belligerence Act, and it states that you can be secretly arrested for any reason, never even charged, as a U.S. citizen by the Pentagon, and that only an act of Congress can even get you a court hearing. That's the only checks and balance, is that, well, if the Anti-Terrorism Committee decides to send it to the House, then maybe, if you're ever even heard from again. That's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And they're saying, oh, everyone's so scared, they want to be safe. Don't worry, we have smart cameras we just decided to put in Saturday when this happened all over the country that face scan you and track the way you walk and look at suspicious facial expressions. That's actually in the AP today. And we just now decided to put this in now because this happened. Oh, really? They've been putting them in Dallas and Boston and New York and L.A. for the last decade. They put them in Tampa 11 years ago. But just like they have the underwear bombing, which was a staged event on Christmas Day, and within minutes, don't worry, we just now decided to put naked body scanners in everywhere. They ordered them a year before. That's how staged all of this is. Just like 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, three aircraft carriers, all massing off the coast and in the stands around Afghanistan in the 2 months before 9/11. And Bush, according to Newsweek, signs the launch order to launch the attack in the next month on September 10th. To launch the attack that he supposedly launched because of 9/11, he signed the order the day before. This is a huge bureaucracy. And they think you're so stupid that they set it all up in front of you. Oh, and by the way, it's now come out that other witnesses on the ground said the day it happened last week that it looked like a drill. And now we have the sheriff saying, yeah, I was there for a drill with the bomb squad, and so I was already in cop mode. So more and more it becomes evident they were running a drill. And just like they told you that Hatari was basically admitting what they'd done, and now they're saying that's not true and they've got to release them. You can't believe anything that comes out of these people. This guy might not even exist, this intelligence operative cutout. Remember McVeigh. And that's why they don't want to have trials. Because if they have trials, you'll get to see the guy. You'll get to hear the evidence. You'll get to see what really went on. You'll get to find out if he was hired to take part in a drill. You'll get to find out if he was an intelligence asset who was sent to Pakistan to spy, and he's some double agent they're setting up and burning, like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh or dozens of other lone gunmen, John Wilkes Booth. So that is coming up as well, but I'm going to get into all of the economic news on the other side, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. 1-800-259-9031. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget their website, gcnlive.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Well, now is the present. Let's not sit idly by while tyranny takes over every facet of our lives. The battle is going on right now. The decisions we make will govern the destiny of this species on this planet, Terra Firma. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls. But first, let's get into the economy. China may crash in the next 9 to 12 months, Faber says. This is out of Bloomberg. And Dr. Mark Faber's had a lot of very accurate forecasts and predictions in the past. Investor Mark Faber said China's economy will slow and possibly crash within a year as declines in stock and commodity prices signal the nation's property bubble is set to burst. The Shanghai Composite Index has failed to regain its 2009 high, while industrial commodities and shares of Australian resource exports are acting heavily, Faber said. The opening of the World Expo in Shanghai last week is not a particularly good omen, he said, citing a property bust and depression that followed the 1873 World Exhibition in Vienna. The market is telling you that something is not quite right, Faber, the publisher of the Gloom Boom Doom report, said in a Bloomberg televised interview in Hong Kong today. The Chinese economy is going to slow down regardless. It is more likely that we will see a crash sometime in the next 9 to 12 months. Now, there's a huge bubble in China. It's really been the latest bubble. An index tracking Chinese stocks traded in Hong Kong dropped 1.8% today, the most in 2 weeks after the central bank raised revenue requirements for the third time this year. The Shanghai Composite has slumped 12% this year, Asia's worst performer, as policymakers seek to rein in lending boom that spurred record gains in property prices. China's markets are shut for a holiday today. Here's another one. Euro market meltdown resumes despite Greek deal. This is out of Reuters. Now, this is a very important story because everything is not as it seems when you just read these news articles. They're saying, oh, it doesn't matter if $146 billion plus $1.46.5 billion was given in a, quote, bailout, in a, quote, austerity deal. They cut your pensions. They cut your benefits. They cut basic services like filling potholes and police and ambulances, and they raise the taxes to pay the money to the 6 to 10, depending on how you break them down, global mega parasite banks. It's incredible. And so they're saying, oh, it didn't have the desired effect. We thought this would stabilize Europe. How many economists have we had on for several years telling you that 19 countries are going to go down at least? More than 12 of them in Western and Eastern Europe and the Mediterranean. And then it would be Portugal and Spain next. And now we're hearing the same thing. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now we need hundreds of billions more for those countries or the economy will fall apart. And then they get the bailout. And the banks restrict lending even more by design to destroy the real economy, to destroy confidence so the state goes bankrupt further into the hands of the private central banks that have done this in hundreds of nations over and over again. We have the IMF World Bank handbooks. And then the riots come that further destroys confidence, and then they have an excuse to crack down with paramilitary police. It's called the IMF riot, and they're preparing it for the United States as well. But the average person reading this, oh, gosh, $146-plus billion in taxpayer money, a lot of it paid by U.S. taxpayers, that wasn't enough. Oh, we better have more. Meanwhile, lending is at record lows. Euro market meltdown resumes despite Greek deal. A renewed selling frenzy gripped Eurozone financial markets on Tuesday as concern mounted that the record EU-IMF bailout for Greece, the IMF bailing it, oh, I'm bailing out the banks, giving it to ourselves, would not stop a debt crisis spreading in the single currency area. Spanish Prime Minister dismissed as complete madness a market rumor that his country would soon ask for 280 billion euros in aid from the euro area. The euro sank to a one-year low beneath $1.31, and the risk premium on Greek, Portuguese, and Spanish bonds soared amid jitters about a possible Greek debt restructuring and worries over the financial health of other southern European countries. The United States dollar is not going up. The euro is going down, and then they'll bring the dollar down. This is concerted dollar value reduction. In Athens, striking public workers challenged Greece's 110 billion euro bailout for austerity deal, starting a 48-hour national strike that shut down ministries, tax offices, schools, hospitals, and public services. There is no faith in what the EU and IMF have proposed for Greece, said Dean Popplewell, chief currency strategist at OANDA, a foreign exchange brokerage in Toronto. Capital markets are betting on Greek default as Greece's own populace is now going to not going to accept the terms of this rescue. A contagion is a real concern hurting the euro, he said. News that Greece had appointed debt restructuring specialist Lazard to provide general finance advice fueled speculation that some form of orderly rescheduling of payment moratorium may be likely despite vehement official denials. Finance Minister of Greece told Reuters after the news that Lazar hire as any form of debt restructuring is out of the question. That means they will pay the banks all the imaginary derivative crud. They will give them 100 cents on the dollar on fraudulent paper they went in and paid the government off to buy. Literally, Goldman Sachs people running all of the Greece governmental finance systems. They send their people inside. They set up the fraud. Then they implode your country. Then they run around laughing, saying, dispatch the SWAT teams. Hazard bonuses for all. Lazard recently advised countries like Argentina, Ecuador, and Ivory Coast on sovereign debt restructuring. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The same thing is going to be done here in the United States if we don't wake up and say no to this system. This is a global, orchestrated, coordinated depression, a war against real property and real wealth and savings on record. This is a financial war backed up with military force that you paid for with tax money. They don't want a free market. They don't want jobs. They don't want nice cars and swimming pools. They don't want your bellies full. They don't want you doing well. They want you bankrupt, and they're going to get it done if they have their way. Greek state workers escalate protest at budget cuts. They're being told they've got to give up at least half their pension fund that they paid into. And the same thing here in the U.S. Teachers are being told they're going to have their funding cut. Private pension funds are being told they've got to give their money to, quote, failed banks. And here's CNN money. CNN money. More than 80% of school districts to cut jobs nationwide. And you're like, good. You know, shut down these screwed up public schools. The government set this whole thing up. Just like they set the nation up to fail, they set education up to fail. And now they're going to come in with their corporate schools with government funding, run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they're going to tell you what you're going to be when you grow up. What have they been promoting nationally? Testing your DNA. And the government will tell you what your DNA means, and then they will tell you what you can get scholarships for. You know, at first it'll be, well, you just can't get scholarships, or we won't let you in, or we won't let you have this job if you don't agree to this, sign this contract. It's like you sign a contract with the military. And then they'll phase it in, as China's doing, where they're going to decide what you do from birth. They're going to decide if you can have a kid or not. They're going to test the parents' DNA and say, oh, this looks like you're too aggressive. You're anti-government. I mean, that's actually being stated. Here's another one. This is out of Gallup poll. Federal government outpaces private sectors in job creation. The federal government is creating more jobs for the first time in U.S. history than the private sector. And every government jobs that's created, every government job that is produced, takes 2.3 private sector jobs. That's a global average. Oh, boy. That is really horrible. I mean, they are taking over. And they've got a horde of people that work for them and a horde of people on welfare. And they're saying, we're a democracy. 51% are on the government trough, on the government mammary gland. And we're going to basically enslave the rest of you. You work for us now. We have guns. We're the government. We know who you are, Tom. We know where you live. Nice house, Tom. Nice car, Tom. What's not nice is you've gone bankrupt and can't pay your taxes. So we're going to take your house, Tom. Get out, Tom. We've got an armored vehicle 5 miles away. It's rolling towards you. You're going to be homeless, Tom. You don't like it, Tom? Here come your public servants, Tom. And as more government people lose their jobs in select areas, that makes the other ones just serve Big Brother even more. At least I got mine. See, they've deindustrialized us. They've shut down our farming belts. They've made us totally dependent. And now the real social engineering's going to crank up. Oh, it's going to get real fun to watch America get butchered and the globalists just rolling around in our entrails, our political entrails, our societal entrails. Here's another one, L.A. Times. Plunge in state revenue dashes hopes of any easy budget fix. It says despite the fact that taxes have been raised across the board, less money's coming in. Government knows that. Kennedy cut income tax by 50%. Tax revenues more than doubled within 1 year. Cut taxes, revenue doubles. They don't want the revenue to double. They want carbon taxes. They want VAT financial taxes. They want to harass all businesses and factories and shut down coal plants. What does Goldfinger say to James Bond? He says, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Do you expect to get the economy going? No, we expect to smother the great engine of the Republic. We've been trying as best we can to wreck it and so we can take it over and re-engineer it. You'll serve us like Nigerians and Argentines. You'll learn to be poor in the street. You'll learn about troops on street corners. You fools, we didn't dispatch these troops to fight Al-Qaeda. We run Al-Qaeda. These troops are for you when you're homeless. And tonight, our forces will dine on man flesh. They've been trained to hate you, and they're ready. See, that's tyranny. The cops may be poor, and they may have their pension funds taken, but at least they got that battle gear. At least people got to give them respect. At least they can strut around. And all the foreigners pouring in, making up the police force. They got real power over Americans they hated when they moved here. Ha ha ha! It's gonna be a lot of fun for every tyrant and every control freak and every dim-witted loser who couldn't produce anything. No, the globalists have got jobs for them. They got jobs and they want your daughter, they're gonna take her. They want your wife, they're gonna take her. They want your business, they're gonna take it. You speak up to them, you talk back to them, they'll beat you within an inch of your life, they'll gun you down, and the news will call you a terrorist. That's what tyranny's about, is losers and criminals and scum and filth just dominating everyone and getting away with whatever they want. They're turning the planet into a giant carnal house for control freaks and sadists. Plunge in state revenue dashes hopes of an easy budget fix. Legislators were hoping revenue would continue to expand projections for stalling deeper cuts and further tax hikes. But April's total was 30% below what was expected, leaving them with few options. State tax collections plummeted unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, you raise taxes on every level and everything implodes. You knew exactly what you were doing. That's right. Siege of the American people. Siege of state and local government. Build them up, get them all bloated, and then knock them down. State tax collections plummeted unexpectedly in April, wiping out months of steady gains that legislators hoped would ease their budget troubles and restore California's economic system faster than experts predicted. Such hope is now fading fast. What was the other article? We gave the 146 plus billion to the bankers in Greece, and now it's getting worse. Now they need more. Give them more money. Give them more power. That will fix it. And the teachers are saying, you cut my pay, you fired me. The small towns, they're firing most of the cops because all we need state police and federal SWAT teams. We don't need cops that respond to crime anymore. We don't have cops that respond to car wrecks anymore. They're announcing all over the country. No, police are to raise revenue and to have riot police when people protest and to go out and take houses. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yes, the pirate ships of the New World Order are now cruising through our cities and towns. Oh, they're forging the great army of death against us. Oh, they've done it in so many other countries. Oh, they killed between 65 and 80 million in China. Oh, they killed 30% of the population. U.S. government funded Pol Pot. And Brzezinski brags about it. Oh, our banks funded the Soviet takeover of Russia. Oh, the big banks funded it all. And now they get to have it in America. Now they've got their paramilitary forces everywhere. And oh, there's a little dud bomb they stage with a drill in Times Square. And then they get everybody calling into the talk radio going, I want
to give up my rights. I love being searched. I love having questions asked. Keep me safe. I'm so scared.
The public just relishing their slavery. Oh, just bankers. Just take everything I've got. Just face scan me. Oh, the media saying it's good to have the laptops watching your kids at home. Oh, it's so good that there's mercury in the shots. Oh, the fluoride is so good. Oh, people dying everywhere of cancer and brain damage all around you. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's such a blessing. Oh, it's so good for us. It's so wonderful. Oh, government's so wonderful. The private central banks are so sweet and loving, and they help us so much, and we're just so thankful. And how dare the states fight back as the borders implode and Mexico collapses and say they might actually arrest illegal aliens. Oh, that's so terrible. Oh. This is how disgusting it is and how sick of it I am. Of course every state's going to collapse. Of course they're going to take everything you've got. And the government bureaucrats and bankers are going to move into your houses, move into your farms. They're going to raise taxes on every level. They're going to have their way with you until you go into the county commissioners' courts and the city councils and the state houses, until you realize the solution is looking you in the mirror, and you're going to have to stand up on the front line against this tyranny because it's coming in like a flood. More financial news straight ahead, and then your phone calls and a bunch of other key information today. I'm getting wound up. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You can't hide from this.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside.
You can't run away. Tyranny can be met in only one way. Head on.
Better you should pray to God.
To put the pedal to the metal. This isn't a game of chicken, because We're not going to turn. We are going to go straight forward. I mean, when you turn television on, radio on, it is almost 100% blanket, absurdist brainwashing of how the government loves you and provides everything, how the bankers love you, how the economy is getting better when every indicator shows it is completely imploding. I mean, it's like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, he's the father of Reaganomics. They are willfully destroying the economy by design. But we have the UN. We have Maurice Strong. We have Ted Turner. We have all these globalists. We have the Goldman Sachs internal documents. They're the ones funding the carbon tax, saying they want to destroy our economy. You have the head of the IMF saying the good times are over for Europe and America. We're going to take your pension funds that you paid into. And guess what? We got a bunch of people with low IQs with automatic weapons that are going to work for us and do what we tell them. Now, despite the fact that they've tried to only hire dumb cops, every time I mention this, I get emails saying it isn't true. Just Google, police department does not hire officers with over 100 IQ. And the internal documents show they want cops with about 85 IQs. Let me tell you, 85 is pretty stupid. You know, they can tie their shoelaces. They can, you know, they can do basic things like that, but you're, an 85 IQ, you're talking about somebody almost at moron level. 100. There have been lawsuits all over the country, in Dallas and Philadelphia and New York and L.A. That's been a policy in place for at least 20 years. Because, you know, the average cop listening to me right now can't even understand what I'm saying. They just say, terrorists, terrorists. You know, the government made the sun come up. The government made the grass grow. The government made the... And they've been trained that the Tea Party people are terrorists and that the gun owners are terrorists. And they'll do whatever they're told. You know, don't make fun of the communist Chinese. You know, they got suckered into going along with it. Don't make fun of the Nazis. They got suckered in. I've studied the Europe at that time. You know, the Germans were much more moral people than we are today. And they bought the lie. They drank the Kool-Aid. And let me tell you something, we drank it. We drank more than any modern society's ever guzzled down, and this country is cursed and is going to hell. Okay, you understand that. We are on a burning ship crashing into icebergs right now. We are on fire. Shields are down. Red level emergency. And they're just going to incrementally, like we're a hog on a spit, just keep turning us around in circles over that fire, slow roasting us. Oh, it makes me so sad. And look, I know there are a lot of really smart police. But the point is the government doesn't want smart ones. And the smart people end up maybe making sergeant after 25, 30 years. But the thuggish, roid head nuts with devil tattoos all over them, they're going to the top. And you've heard the military call in who's trained with the police. And it's the military over and over again that's actually shocked by the cops, how they talk about us like we're scum, we're trash, how they can't wait to wage war on us. And that doesn't mean every department or every group of cops, but that's where the globalists want this to go. And the government is criminal and is destroying the economy by design. They are going to incrementally wreck our lives. Of course Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. That's the whole point. That's the plan. Bankruptcy to the bankers. It's fraud. Your call straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists are involved in a very dangerous operation, the attempted overthrow of the entire Western world to the banking cartel. The bankers have gotten us deep in debt. They've used our energy and our taxes to build their global empire. Now they're going to lower the West. That's their stated plan. That's what globalization is. That's the stated public plan. I've heard them brag about it and snicker with their soft little voices trained to mesmerize people and calmly, shh, shh, come on, horsey, shh, 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 I'm not going to hurt you. Get in the back of the trailer. That's right, I'm your friend. Let me put this bridle on you. And then as soon as they slam the back of the trailer, they go, you filthy little stinking horse, I'm taking you to be rendered into dog food. Oh, yeah. That's how they work. The real voice and spirit of NPR is we run everything. We poison your water and food. We are eugenicists. We compete with each other on who's the most psychopathic and evil. We are mass programming you. But then meanwhile,
hi, Tom. Nice house. Nice car. We're the government. We're watching you. We're going to get you. Pay up, Tom.
Pay up, Tom. Pay up, Tom. That's who they are. And I played you the audio of the police and military and globalist, and that's the voice when they're really having a little enjoyment. I can't handle it anymore. I just want to beat these people so bad. I want to protect all that's good and innocent. I know who they are. I've studied them. It's more than I can handle many days. Last night, I get so calm, so focused in my research, and then I get up here on air. People think I'm informative and a good orator. On air. I am not. I am a researcher, and I just can't even fully describe the full magnitude of what we face. Oh, these people. Hitler was real. Mao was real. Stalin was real. All the other dictators and thugs, thousands of them throughout history, they do the same thing. It's a tropism. It's automatic. Like Tarpley says, the way a plant just grows and reaches towards the sun. Well, thugs and societies of criminals build the same nest. And they've built this nest. They're now destroying our republic. They're tearing us limb from limb. And I have to sit there and watch them do the talking points. And it's so sick. And watch them go, we could keep you safe if we just could arrest citizens secretly. Yes, torture is good. I mean, they're all over TV. You want us to keep you safe from the firecracker bomb? Let us arrest you. Let us arrest citizens. They're on the news. I'm going to cover that coming up. But first, I'm going to go to your calls. Tom, Mark, Herman, Skip, and Jack. I meant to go to you earlier. I'm just devastated. I mean, it's all true. It's all happening. It's all unfolding. They know they're destroying the economy. They know they're destroying the republic. The average cop, the average government bureaucrat, the average person working in a corporation involved with the stock market, they're not bad people. They're just lazy. They want to go home and watch a porno movie with their wife. They want to go drink a bottle of whiskey. You know, they want to screw around and go to the park. And I'm sorry, you just can't do that, okay? You better decide priorities here. You better decide which side you're on. You better look at the facts, okay? Because I know exactly what we're facing. And watching our republic be wrecked, be demolished, being torn limb from limb, and the Republicans aren't going to save you in the November election. You better get ready for that betrayal. Until you throw Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin out of the Republican Party with all their global warming bull, all three of those people that promoted global warming. Until you get rid of that scum, we don't have any hope. I mean, you need to stop bowing down and groveling to these government crooks at every level. They're a pack of scum. Let me tell you something. City managers, mayors of big cities, they're criminals to a man. They're crooks to a woman. Every stinking one of them knows exactly what they're doing. This is a criminal class of evil.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, it tears my guts out. It really does. My wife's up here with my youngest daughter, and looking at her, looking at how beautiful and innocent and full of life and full of God that child is, that these globalists that hate humanity, these globalists that want to exterminate the majority of the population on record, all I want to do is warn my fellow humans, and I don't care what color you are, to realize just how serious this is. I want people to wake up out of their trance. You have been slowly mind-controlled by the culture and the television. You have been fed decadence and weakness to the point that you're almost defenseless. Just wake up. Listen, police officers, government people, military, people that sit in these big global corporate operations at mid-level, you are so busy. You are so sped up. Even when you go on a vacation, you know, it's all diagrammed out and scheduled. Turn your BlackBerry, turn your iPhone off, pick a day this weekend, and go to a local greenbelt or national park by yourself and make yourself go up on a hilltop and just sit there for 2 hours and start thinking about what's on television. Start thinking about what's all around you. Start thinking about the stuff that's being said, and then go listen to radio and TV and listen to it when you know the game plan. It's unbelievable. We've got to stop these people. Come on. We can't let them do it. They're going to run what they did in Germany and Russia and China and every other major nation here. We cannot allow it. They're going to slowly roll it out. They're going to engineer riots and terror attacks. They're going to come after the American people. They already are. And Europe, they're coming after you. They're coming after everybody. I think there's a Bible passage about the beginning of knowledge is the beginning of sorrow. And I just learn more and more every day. I mean, my knowledge is just accelerating in understanding. And I just say to God, I can't even handle this. I mean, last night for like 4 hours, it was like a download of understanding to a whole nother level. My brain was burning with understanding. And the frustration here is that I can't even articulate to you the full magnitude. You think I just get up here and say they're poisoning the water and the vaccines and the food? It's on record. I said I'd take your calls. I tried to cover news. I tried to not go into a rant. You know, people, I don't rant because listeners tend to like it. Yeah, I don't rant as much as I did in the past, you've noticed, because when I rant, it is when I am desperate, when I am upset, when I am losing control. Okay? I don't want to be enemies with all the dependent people in government and on the government dole. I understand how you were sucked into it. I understand the psychology. I understand your programming. I want you to be free. I want you to see. I want you to know, because the sorrow comes in not seeing the evil defeated. But if you will face the full horror, if you will admit to yourself how bad things are and break your conditioning, and you break your conditioning, it's easy to do by just realizing there's a big agenda afoot. And there are powerful elites that are programming us. You don't have to agree with the information I put out. Because once you take the blinders off, spiritually and mentally, once you remove those blinders, once you start focusing on real issues, once you start studying history, it is unending what you will learn. We could build something so amazing together. This species has unlimited potential, and I can't stand seeing our species warped and poisoned and deformed and mind-raped and mind-controlled, and to see the public is under mind control, different degrees of it. We all are to a certain extent. And this methodology of control is so destructive. It's destructive by design. They can't have you being a strong, upright, transcendent creature that is developing in your life and reaching towards God like a plant reaches towards the sun. Because if you ever grow, you will see the control and the evil, and you will be threatened by it, and you will crush it. The globalists are scared of us. They understand our power. They're evil. The controllers know what I know and know what many of you know. They can see the world clearly. They know, and they've made a conscious, jealous, greedy, hateful decision, much of it through competition with each other, because they're so busy fighting with each other over power, where it creates a synthesis of pure death. Death is the ultimate form of domination. Destroying the mind, taking over the resources, taking over the farming, taking over the economy, taking over the family, taking over every level of human development, and twisting it and using our normal instincts, our natural predispositions against us. It's just horrible. Tom in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Several things quickly. Recently, here in Alachua County, Florida, like the Alachua County FEMA office, whoever has been on a calling campaign, apparently to everyone. I just received one of those spooky calls myself, or I got the message on my machine, in which they're asking, very simply, without any further explanations, over like for people to log onto their website and allow themselves to simply be databased.
Yes, and FEMA, again, is the 10 regions under the 10 federal governorships, under the 10 Homeland Security regions via NORTHCOM. I've seen this in the news, and now FEMA is taking over the government billboards and putting out messages. They're breaking into TV and radio. They're admitting that they're going to be commandeering people's cell phones with messages. They're just saying, we command you to report to us. And yes, it is just the slow, incremental march of evil.
Really is very spooky, and I just felt like, you know, boy, when they start actually calling you on the phone and whatnot, over like, you know, they must be really, really pushing their agenda. So it was pretty weird. Also,
well, there's now more government hires than private sector hires. It's cancer.
Yeah. As far as the situation with the illegals and the whole border situation, I am completely 100% in favor of what Arizona is doing. It may not be perfect. I don't know that anything can be perfect, but something's got to be done. I know I'm of German descent, and I know that if there were tens of millions of Germans in this country illegally, I'd want them arrested and deported. And if I happen to get pulled over as a result of somebody checking to see whether I'm actually legally a citizen or not, I wouldn't mind it. And I
well, that's the one police power that's actually in the Constitution for the federal government. So it's the one thing they won't do. But look, they've got 100-mile-deep checkpoints ringing the country where they harass citizens. This is already being done. Again, we've got to be trained. Train us to take our shoes off. Train us to go in the body scanner. Train us to have our blood taken at a checkpoint. You know, train the kids that are being watched at home by the laptops. Train us that, okay, we take your baby's blood at birth and give it to the Pentagon. I mean, they're just training you that they're going to get in your space, they're going to ask you questions, and then the feds say, oh, my gosh, we're worried if the police pull a drunk driver over and he doesn't, you know, and he's an illegal, that they'll also arrest him for that. They don't, as it is now, they don't arrest illegals for basically anything. I appreciate your call, Tom. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Morning, Alex. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Alex, I had to ask you, I'm hoping you got over your ligament problem up by your neck and such like that from swimming in the lake the other day.
I was just whining about it because they cut to me early on the camera and I was like craning my neck around. But yeah, no, it feels better.
Good. Yeah, I had one go on like that for about 3 weeks, putting some blinds in a little while back, and it's no fun. I was going to suggest if it lingers that you just simply go to a good chiropractor, and that would probably be a cinch for them to straighten that out.
Don't have time. Yeah, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, you know, the good book says that none is so blind but he who will not see. So that we do have a certain amount of people in this country and in this world who actually are willingly blind, and what replaces their knowledge of the truth of evil is their own involvement with the evil.
That's right. Once they get you to accept little lies, then it's bigger lies, and then more and more lies, and then you become invested in the lies. You don't want to admit you were wrong, so you begin to salute the corruption, to salute the destruction, and to cheerlead it like you're part of it. That's the yuppie delusion where they giggle and laugh at something, you know, like they imagine it's not affecting them. Oh, it's just wanton, willful ignorance.
Yes, and it does come out of just a basic selfishness, smallness of heart, smallness of character, smallness of person. They're the takers of the world, not the givers. But the givers, I think, I really have faith in humanity, Alex, and I think you share this faith with me, that they actually comprise the majority of humanity, and that all of us who believe in the truth can see the lie, and at this point, the enemy has spread out the intimidation and the fear control factor so thick on top of all of humanity that people are just simply intimidated to the point where we cannot organize, we cannot come up is one voice in this country and around the world, which could be done. I mean, the organizational framework is already there for this to be done. Groups could come together. We all have common cause. But it's, at this point in time, Alex, to my view, it's the fear and the intimidation which they've intentionally put up as a bulwark against any kind of popular uprising in this country or in the world. So knowing what we have to deal with here, how do you combat the fear and the intimidation at this point is my view of it.
Well, it's more than just fear. It's more than just fear and intimidation. But on the fear issue, I'll say this. If anyone studied history, they better be afraid, very afraid of not manning up and growing a backbone. Okay, it is because I do understand what a threat this is that I am boldly standing up and calling these criminals out. But separately, fear I don't think is the overall driver. More than that, it's a feeling of powerlessness, a feeling of not respecting themselves, of feeling pathetic, and of not having their own moral compass. They're just basically a blank slate that TV and the culture programs. And they just go along with whatever fad is projected on their brains. But I appreciate your call. There is a big awakening happening. The globalists are concerned. They're not all powerful, and we're going to defeat them. More calls straight ahead.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Here's the good news. The globalists have been killing us as a society slowly. But But now, their evil is more out in the open, and so folks are going to be forced to choose a side and grow up. All right, let's go back to your calls. Coming up, I'm going to get more into the economy. I also want to cover population reduction programs. I want to, next hour, get into how they're using race to divide and control people. And we have another Michelle Obama video to the crowd saying Barack Obama is Kenyan and is from Kenya. We have the other video where she said when he went to his home country of Kenya. And now he makes jokes about how he's got a higher approval rating in the country of his birth. It's just in your face. And again, they do that on purpose. It's just sickening to break our will to act like they're out in the open and have so much power that they can get away with that. The truth is the globalists are weak, and so is their puppet, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotaro. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Florida. Daniel, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm just getting more and more freaked out if you're asking how I'm doing. I mean, it's just all coming true. I wish I was wrong.
I know. I was outside my dad at my door, and there's state troopers on my road that was pulling people over, and all the plates specify what county they was from, and it wasn't from my county. I'm in Hillsborough County.
And you got an MJGF. They're getting rid of all state sovereignty, merging all the law enforcement. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And another thing, if they can stop people on my road without a probable cause, then why are they griping about the ones they're stopping who are the illegals? They're griping for the illegals.
Because they want to bring the illegals in as a voting block to vote out our guns and our private property, because the illegals, over 90%, vote for that when they get naturalized and then become citizens, or when they cheat and vote illegally. And so they're tools of the New World Order. And I mean, of course. I mean, warrantless checkpoints for citizens, but God forbid if you catch a drunk illegal that you take him to jail.
I have a friend here, but his name is Jim, and we tell people what's going on. They turn around and give us a little stupid smile. They didn't hear it on the news, and we try to tell them how it's controlled, and the media does what they're told to do. They just don't bite. They're just dead people. It's waking them up.
Well, that's why the globalists are moving against them and taking everything they've got, because the globalists say, look, we got this scum. These people are weak. Take them down. They didn't do that before in this country because people wouldn't put up with it. But now they say, look, we got chumps here. But listen, it was 3% started the war, 5% that won it. We're in an info war right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got way more than 20%. So just when somebody laughs at you, move on and find those that do want to be woken up. You just let them laugh and you say, listen, you go ahead and laugh all you want. You go ahead and crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you and forget that you are our brethren. I appreciate your call, Daniel, and just move on. They want to be slaves. They want to be gang raped by the globalists. Hey, don't let us get in the front of their happiness and success. Carolyn in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I have several things I wanted to just disclose to you. In the past, I was married to the highest-ranking general from Iran's son, and I helped to get them out of Iran. I learned a lot from him. They killed all the other generals. He escaped by not going. I wrote letters to him and his wife to tell them how to get out alive.
Was this in 79?
Yes, and I was working as a psychometrist going to U of F. I was dating and engaged to marry Gonzalo Restrepo, the grandson of the president of Colombia. During one of my trips down there, I was in a shootout. I gathered they were trying to kidnap me. His family and Gonzalo was going to veterinary school. I was studying medicine.
Well, that's interesting, ma'am. How does this tie into what's going on?
I just want to say this is all my background, so I know, and I was related to one of these families, these royal families from Switzerland through marriage. I've been through an awful lot. I was going to say, listening to you, why don't you run for president?
Well, number one, I believe I can do more, Carolyn, getting the word out. It takes over $1 billion now to successfully run for president. And I would need to hold other elected office before I did that, and I have no intention of ever running for any political office. But I appreciate your call. Interesting story you were telling me. You ought to send me an email with it more specific so I can know exactly what you're talking about. Xavier, Stephen, Chris, Matt, Tim, others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv. We've got new Barry Sitaro video from Michelle Sitaro, the first lady, on the other side about how he's Kenyan. All part of flaunting it in our face.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Back before Elvis.
We are now simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast at prisonplanet.tv for prisonplanet.tv viewers. I want to go over several important news developments, and then we're going to continue with your phone calls throughout the broadcast. Steve, Chris, Matt, Tim, and many others that are holding the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Now, Barack Obama became the first president to ever chair the UN Security Council. We cover this in my film, Fall of the Republic. We have a little clip of CNN admitting this is what really runs the UN. It has all the power. The General Assembly is a debating club. It violates what Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution. In fact, guys, give me one of the Fall of the Republics, because I want to read the back. The back has a section of the Constitution. I believe my memory serves, but I want to make sure that I am correct about that. I mean, I know it violates the Constitution. I'm going to give you the exact subsection. They did that to set the precedent. That's why they had Kissinger and all these global diplomats and world leaders there, and they were just gasped when he became the head of the United Nations, because that was illegal. That was treasonous. That was treacherous. What happened? And it's the same thing. You've got all these members of the Kenyan government, of their parliament coming out, his grandmother saying, yes, he was born here, born in this village. You have them with the fake, not even birth certificate, but fake receipt of a birth certificate. You separately have the fact that he did give up his U.S. citizenship to Indonesia under federal law with that country at that time. That makes it to where he is not a person who's eligible for president. Regardless, that's a fact that his real name is Barry Sitaro. He became an Indonesian citizen, clearly born in Kenya. And this was done to set the precedent, just like Obama becoming the head of the UN Security Council. Yes, I was correct. President Obama brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. That's covered in the film Fall of the Republic. But the issue here is, this is done by design. They stopped declaring war after World War II so that the executive branch could set up a dictatorship and cut Congress out of the loop. That's illegal. That's treason. But we've had Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, Desert Storm 2, all these other military operations that are war. They even call it war on the news. Before, they were a little more careful and called it police action because it was so illegal. Now they just say, yeah, it's a war. The Iraq war, the Afghan war, and all the other wars they're running. Just like they come out now and say, yeah, the U.S. Marines and Army are growing the opium. It's at record levels of production, and we are helping ship it out to the United States. And they say, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get it and sell it. Well, that's what they told our troops in Vietnam. Well, we've got to ship this opium out. Plus, you get a bunch of money from it, guys, and we've got to corrupt you. And you can even go back to the U.S. when you get out of the military and be a regional drug dealer for us. We'll make you a police chief, you know, over a city. That's how this corruption works, because we can't let the commies get the opium that's turned into heroin. So that said, the fact that he is an Indonesian citizen, the fact that he never gave up that citizenship, the fact that he had to basically give up his U.S. citizenship to do that at the time, the fact that he was adopted, that is an in-your-face event. And then they say, we're liars, we're terrorists, it doesn't exist, we just don't like Obama. No, this is all illegal. This is setting precedents. To have a president who's the head of the UN while he's president, serving a foreign power. You know, you can't even take a knighthood when you're in government, and a bunch of people done it. That's illegal. I mean, a president can't serve on the board of a corporation when he's president. That's illegal. Well, it's even more illegal to be the head of a world government body that's calling for the end of national sovereignty. But even if it was a good organization, it'd be illegal. That is illegal. Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution. Go read it. It's like Hillary Clinton, what the federal government had to pay a $400-something thousand fine in the mid-90s when she went to a Bilderberg group meeting and it came out that policy was being set in the meeting, and so taxpayers had to pay that fine for Hillary. Now, governors go, presidents go, they just don't care. They don't care if it's illegal. And it's the exact same thing with Barack Obama. The exact same thing. He knows what he's doing. And that's why he's had Michelle 3 months ago come out and say, when we went to the country of his birth, you know, when we went to his homeland of Kenya. And then now we have a 1997 video when he was a U.S. senator from Illinois where she is saying basically the same thing. So let's play the original video of her at a gay and lesbian event, a AIDS event, talking about it. Then we'll play the newest clip. Here it is.
surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed.
Now, let's play this newest clip that just surfaced of Michelle Obama, this time almost 3 years ago, saying similar things. Here it is.
For about a block. Just cheering and waving and the level of excitement. What that reminded me of was our trip to Africa 2 years ago. And the level of excitement that we felt in that country, the hope that people saw just in the sheer presence of somebody like Barack Obama, a Kenyan, a black man, a man of great statesmanship who they believe could change the fate of the world. We are still living in a country that is too mean.
Yeah. You know, okay. And she goes on to repeat some more things. Now, if that's not enough, here's Obama last week at the White House Correspondents' Dinner making a joke about his approval rating is low here, but at least in the country of his birth, it's higher. Here it is.
For my approval ratings, which have just gone down. But that's politics. It doesn't bother me. Besides, I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
So funny. And you can see the media people going, you can watch their faces when they cut to the crowd. You can see all these media personalities going, that is the country of his birth. You can even read the woman's lips. She's going, that is the country of his birth. And they're all going, yeah, he's Kenyan. It's in your face. Hey, he's going to head the UN while he's president. He's going to swear an oath to them while he's president. Hey, he's going to make jokes. And then he went on to say there aren't several hidden provisions in the healthcare bill. There are hundreds. That's actually true because it ties into the U.S. code and into the boards that set the policy. He goes on to make jokes about the drone attacks, which are real, like Bush saying, no WMDs here, no WMDs there. This is in your face, rubbing your face in it. And he went on to say, this whole evening's event has been brought to you by Goldman Sachs. In fact, cue up that actual clip. Thank you. The guys do a great job. I don't give many heads up. They're so quick. Hundreds of clips. We've got over 1,000 clips in there now. He said, but Goldman Sachs doesn't care. They're going to make money whether you laugh or not. See, we don't care if you're not laughing. We're going to rape you. I'm from Kenya. I use drones to kill innocent people. There are hidden provisions. And Goldman Sachs did put me in power. And I'm going to sit up here like a pimp and slap you the hoe in the face and say, listen, I'm going to pay you nothing. You're going to give me everything. I've broken your back. You work for me now. It's just like that Pennsylvania ad about you're our slave, pay the taxes, you're scum, we're watching you. They want you to know. They want to break your will. They think you're pathetic. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
By the way, all of the jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. So you don't have to worry. They make money whether you laugh or not.
There you go. They make money whether you laugh or not. And there he is with all those elitists, all the media, and it's such a joke how they get to go to the elite parties and they get the millions of dollars a year in salary and they're up there perched on top of us, looting us, just like the globalists have looted every other country, and now they're building FEMA camps, and they've militarized the police, and it's just so much fun that they're going to get away with all this, because they think you're broke back. They think you've capitulated. I believe in you. I know you're waking up. I know you're taking action, and they're actually acting arrogant to intimidate you, because they're scared to death. They think they're going to run their Stalinistic Hitler op here. We got news for the scum. You're going to be brought to justice. And Arnold Schwarzenegger needs to go back to Austria, or maybe he can go. He said on Jay Leno he wants to be president again. Maybe he can go form his own country on some Caribbean island. He's got enough money. Him and Barack can do that. They can get married. They can be the first lady and the first man. And I guess Schwarzenegger will be the first lady. And they can have their own kingdom. And they can be foreign-born presidents there. You know, the Kenyan can leave. The Austrian can leave. Just get out of our country, parasites. We were rich. We were wealthy because we had private property and free market. And you can't. I mean, Schwarzenegger's always talking about how he's this big free market guy. He's for gun control, open borders, cap and trade, global warming taxes. And the Republicans praise him. Filthy, disgusting Republican Party. Take all of your outlanders and get them out of my nation. Get out of here, Barack Obama. Get out of here and go back to Kenya where you advised your cousin Odinga to riot and burn down part of major cities so they would give him a government post when he lost the election. Go back to Kenya and you can run some Muslim slaughter operations there with your Muslim cousin Odinga. Just go. Go. Just get out of my country. I'm sick of you and your arrogant lies reading off your teleprompter. And take that Nazi piece of trash with you, Schwarzenegger. Just can't handle it anymore. I can't look at Schwarzenegger with his little monkey head anymore. I can't look at these people anymore. I've read all these quotes of Hitler. Schwarzenegger. You know, I hate the general public. They're a bunch of scum. They're so stupid. I love using them. I want to be like Hitler. I want to be worshipped at Nuremberg. I always dream of being king of the world. Well, guess what? You're not going to be king of the world, okay? No matter all your life extension, money, and funding, you're not going to make it. And I have to sit there and watch the hissing and the bleeding and all the CIA people and the Chertoff group and Lieberman on TV going, we need to start stripping American citizens of their rights. They don't deserve fair trials. We need to arrest them to set that precedent. They want so bad to be able to arrest whoever they want. You know, the federal judge said there's no evidence Atari was violent, was planning anything. I ordered them released. The feds have filed an appeal. They can't stand it. They want to just slam you up in a dungeon and say you were going to commit all these terror attacks and then stage terror attacks and grab a patsy. They can't stand courts. As corrupt as they are, the truth continues to come out. And that's what upset me so much. I was thinking about it today. Why am I so angry? It's listening to the hissing voices on talk radio, the hissing people on television. Oh, hi, we're talking to 30-year CIA veteran. Sir, tell us what we need to do. We need surveillance cameras tracking human behavior and face scanning everywhere. And the public's scared, and they need to be. This is a new way of life, a new world order, and we need to start arresting citizens and not giving them trials. Yes, that sounds good. Thank you for joining us. I enjoyed it. Thank you. I mean, I have to sit there and watch these people perched, these terrorists, these drug narcotics traffickers, just open drug dealers in suits up there all trying to intimidate people. I saw We Are Changed in Oklahoma go to an event with their in-resident CIA guy, 30-year vet, and the guy was all red tie, black, you know, Dracula outfit. And people would ask questions and he'd walk over like a zombie and try to intimidate them. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of all of it. I don't want to be your slave. I don't want you poisoning my water. I don't want my neighbor kids down the street dying of cancer. You're laughing, you're murdering butts off. I see you. I know who you are. I don't like you. I like crystal clear oceans. I like fields of grain growing. I like forest. I like butterflies. I like swallows. I like wholesomeness. I like happiness. I like wealth. We have enough wealth for everyone. We can go to the stars. I like my species. I like good things. I don't hang around at the morgue looking at dead bodies like you people. I don't think death and blackness and blood and destruction and rotting meat and rape and murder and rapine is beautiful. And I know what you think is beautiful, okay? I can step right inside your operation. I know exactly who you people are. You make me want to throw up. I can't stand you to sit there and watch you perch like carrion vultures on America, picking our bones dry, laughing at us, treating us like trash, reveling in what you've done. Let me go ahead and cover this. This stack right here is the firecracker bomb And they just, oh, if this would have gone off, it would have just killed hundreds. It would be so devastating. Let's talk to this lady. Oh, I'm so scared. Put face scanning cameras everywhere. I want more searches. I want more body scanners. My God, it's so scary. Just a nation just throwing themselves on the altar of cowardice, just groveling like snakes on the ground, just completely shaking in their boots, the national religion of cowing and worshiping black uniforms. And the talking points just spewing out. AP sources, bomber trained at Pakistan terror camp. Here's another one. Times Square eyewitness, bomb scare looked like drill. And we have this police officer saying he had been doing bomb squad activity that day. And so he was already there, quote, in cop mode. That's Paul Watson's article. So, I mean, just more and more staged. Police cameras to flood Manhattan to prevent attacks, AP. And it says that these are behavior systems, face scanning, biometrics. It's already going in the airports. You know, that, oh, the camera says you might be a terrorist by the looks on your face. I mean, just total made up quackery. They might as well just have a plastic box with some flashing lights on it and with a plastic dish. Oh, it says you're a terrorist. I've got to take your house. It took decades to prove lie detector tests were a fraud and used to imprison hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Now they've just got all these quack machines running around. Lieberman, no U.S. citizenship rights for terrorists. That means you. When they say you're a terrorist, you don't get a trial. So Lieberman can get up and already got the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center saying I'm a terrorist, basically. Oh, we've arrested the terrorist, Alex Jones. He's not getting a trial. Meanwhile, you got Lieberman there with the match lighting the fuse. Make me sick, Lieberman. We're going to wake people up, though, to you, pal.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirandAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Got some Schwarzenegger quotes here. And by the way, this was shot in Pumping Iron. He later bought the film so this wouldn't be released and had it cut out. At that point, I didn't think about money. I thought about the fame, about just being the greatest. I was dreaming about being some dictator of a country or some savior like Jesus. Jay Leno, hey, do you still want to be president?
You know I do. You know I do, Jay, and I'd like to change that law. So I can be president.
People need to be told what to do. It just goes on and on. All of his disgusting quotes where he talked about how he wanted to be worshipped and at Nuremberg-style rallies. It just goes on and on. We have it at arnoldexposed.com. Is that website even still up? I haven't looked at it in about a year. See if arnoldexposed.com. Well, yeah, I want all the quotes. I mean, you can't just read a couple of them.
I want to be a dictator of some country or some savior like Jesus. Oh, I want to do it. I want to show you I do it. I run it all, you little people.
Meanwhile, he was involved with Enron in the California scam before he was governor. And then he got in claiming he was fighting it. Put monkey head back up there. There he is. Our savior, there he is, Hitler. Just get out of my country, trash. Stop robbing us. You're not a constitutionalist. You're not an American. And again, nothing against Germans or Austrians. I'm talking about Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger. He makes me want to throw up. Here's some more quotes.
My relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, U.S. News and World Report, 1990.
People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of the people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave.
U.S. News and World Report, 1990.
My friends don't want me to mention Kurt's name.
Top SS officer, head of the UN.
My friends don't want me to mention Kurt Waldheim's name because of the recent Nazi stuff and the UN controversy. But I love him, and Maria does too. And so thank you, Kurt.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what he said at the wedding in front of the media.
I was born to be a leader. I love the fact that millions of people look up to me. I was always dreaming about very powerful people, dictators and things like that. I was always just impressed by people who could be remembered for hundreds or even, like Jesus, be thousands of years remembered. I have delusions of grandeur. I'm on so much steroids.
I added that part. I said that in Pumping Iron.
I saw this toilet bowl. How many times do you get away with this? To take a woman, grab her upside down, and bury her face in the toilet bowl. I wanted to have something floating there. The thing is, you can do it. Because in the end, I didn't do it to woman. She's a machine. You would get away with that without being crucified by who knows what group.
Arnold Schwarzenegger describing a scene from Terminator 3. I mean, it just goes, just a avarice-filled goblin. An inhuman, dominating person who just wants to rob and steal and take out power, like the CIA technicians, perverted psychiatrists in there raping people with battery acid and torturing children and, oh, land of the free, home of the brave, and then coming out on the news telling you it's good to try to warp your mind to mainline what they do. And now all these pundits, the talking point is, we need this new law to be passed or to go ahead and enforce the Enemy Combatant Act. We want to be able to arrest citizens and not give them trials. That's treason. That's tyrannous. Maximus. That's maximum tyranny, maximum oppression. That's the terror threat. That's who you should be worried about. People like Arnold Schwarzenegger, people like Joe Lieberman, that's your enemy right there. That's the problem. That's the guy raping California. That's the guy that wants carbon taxes in your guns. That's the guy who thinks he owns you. That's the person that thinks he owns you and your family. That's the guy who's for eugenics. He loves that they're poisoning your water supply. That's your enemy. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplaceMeRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We need to get our fighting spirit back. We need to find our manhood, our humanity again. We need to rouse the sleeping giant that is the Republic and crush the globalists, drive the parasites out of the nation, arrest them. All right, I'm going to go to phone calls for a while and try to cool down, and then I'm going to get into how they're using race to control the population, how FEMA is now directly taxing the American people to fund its global government takeover. We're going to continue with all of this today. Got a bunch of stacks of key news I haven't gotten to yet, but right now let's go back to your calls. Steve in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I want to put a call out to all info warriors in the state of Arkansas. We have a governor's race this November, and we have a liberal Democrat, Mike Beebe. That's our governor, and he's very likely to get reelected. And the Republicans have put up a vanilla, plain vanilla, you know, establishment type. And so what we're trying to do, Alex, is get a third party candidate on the ballot, Constitution Party. And the gentleman that's running Constitution Party is a man by the name of Frank Gilbert. He's the mayor of a small town, and he wants to push state sovereignty. He wants to campaign on nullification of Obamacare and nullification of a lot of the overreaches of the federal government, sow seeds of state sovereignty throughout the state.
And well, you know what? We got thousands and thousands of listeners every day in Arkansas. Everybody needs to rally and get behind him.
And can I get out a website, Alex?
Sure.
Go to? It's gilbertforgovernor.org. That's Gilbert, the number four, gilbertforgovernor.org.
Hey, let me change subject, Steve. Did you hear me read all the articles where the majority of states are going bankrupt or are bankrupt? And they're going, oh, we raised all the taxes and tax receipts went down. We didn't know that would happen. These engineers, that's 101, that when you raise taxes, you get less revenue. They want to destroy the economy.
Yes, Alex, and here in this state, our governor bought into the expansion of unemployment. And so, whereas Arkansas was overfunded on our unemployment since we bought into their plan and did what they said, we're now, businesses are having their, I'm an accountant myself, and businesses across the state are having to pay just a tremendous increase for unemployment taxes.
Believe me, you ought to see the taxes here. People say, well, just don't pay them. I'm running a pretty good size operation. I've got to choose my battles. But, I mean, it is getting bad, and the economy, everybody can see it. It is just getting worse and worse. And the media is saying, hey, the economy's good. You're all losing your jobs. But the one benchmark is the banks are making record profits. And so we're just going to accelerate it. I appreciate your call. It's just disgusting. Chris in Kentucky, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
What you just said with the last caller. The media during the Kentucky Derby this weekend just did the same thing, and how everything is looking up. They used the media as a record crowd for the Kentucky.
Now, did they have troops running around arresting people this time to condition folks?
Exactly, and they were on motorcycles. And
I didn't watch it. So Last year, I happened to be at a restaurant when it was on TV and happened to see troops running around. What happened this year?
Well, this year, you know, there was a lot of propaganda about it. You know, Chief Robert White, by the way, who's a candidate for the Dallas Police Department, I don't know if he's going now, but the media was interviewing him a day before the Oaks, saying that it's really good they have all this security out here, and they were talking about the police and military working together, and the jokes out of the media just says, well, if we need more reinforcements, Fort Knox is right in the other county. I mean, I'm just sick and tired.
And in the next county, Fort Knox, that very week, was training to take on the Tea Parties.
Exactly, and that's what just burns me up. These people in this county better start waking up, and if we don't. But I did meet some people locally here, some college kids that do listen to your show and waking people up, because David Ray Griffin was here last week, too.
Well, I'll tell you how the news works. They pre-interview people. I've told the story. I know somebody that works at the Austin airport, and he talked about how he saw them interview over 40 people about the increased security, and 39 said they didn't like it. As soon as they got to one old lady who liked it, they shut their cameras down and left, and then that was on the news that night. So that's how they distort and warp. They find the groveling slaves.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. I've gotten behind with calls and covering news, but in the final hour, I'm going to get to race-based politics and how that's being used to control people and bring out some historical perspective. Then in the last half hour, I'm going to get into the fact that it is an overpopulation myth on this planet and that the West is actually dying. We're going to go over the numbers, very important information that we need to get out to everybody coming up in the last hour today. Right now, I want to go back to your calls. Then we have another guest joining us to deal with all of these FEMA activities, forcing people to buy insurance, which is underwritten by FEMA. In fact, guys, I saw in my folder that original article about that guy from the local newspaper we have having on was not in there. So I need that. All I have is his bio. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Matt in Boston. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing, Alex Jones?
Good.
I would love to thank you for everything that you're doing. I feel like you don't get praised enough when you're on the air. I just feel like, you know, I'm 22 years old. I'm working in Boston. I've worked many different jobs. And I, like, during these days, these past few days, I've been seeing this. A lot of people coming to me about what's going on with, you know, the police state. People are worried about getting pulled over everywhere.
But according to the news, everyone loves it because thank God they were running a drill when the bomber hit like they are every time. Thank God they saved us. I mean, we've got to give up all our freedoms and pay all our taxes and let the banks take over, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just ridiculous. I really appreciate you telling the people the complete truth about whatever is going on. It's just so disgusting to watch Mr. Obama up on screen basically telling everybody that, yeah, you're getting raped of your money and all sorts of things. It's like, I'm looking at my life and what it could be like 20 years down the road, and I want to have a private property. I want to be able to, like, live my life the way I want to live it.
You're saying you're a terrorist.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it bothers me.
Well,
the most.
How do we think the communists were going to take America over? And again, communists that work for the big banks to steal our wealth at the international level. They were going to stage terror attacks. They were going to do it in the name of protecting us. That's how it's always done. And now it's happening.
Alex, I think the most frustrating thing for people of my age, and I think many people of my age, and even the people that work with you can say the same thing, that the people that are about, you know, 50 to 60 years old that have been, you know, listen to the regular media for their entire lives, like, including my stepfather and my family, they don't know what the truth is. They just look at the box and think that everything that comes through it is the truth. And it's so aggravating, because when you start talking about the real issues with people, they don't even want to talk about it.
Well,
they don't
see, TV is all designed like, you know, they're reading off the teleprompter and the info babe's smiling at you, and it's all about how they're going to keep you safe and we're your friends and the government loves you and, oh, we hope the Tea Party didn't do the bombing, but don't worry, we've got the army training to take them on. Anybody that criticizes the loving bankers wants to hurt children. I mean, it's just such elementary brainwashing.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's like, you know, I went through the public school systems, and when I was, you know, about five, you know, in the fifth grade, you know, with the MCAS that came out, and then all of a sudden Bush took office and we got the No Child Left Behind Act. I mean, I didn't think about it then. I mean, I didn't really care. But when I got out of it, I'm like, how do these people get through school? Like, I'm looking at the grades younger than me, and it's like they're getting taught these ridiculous, you know, concepts of way to live their life. It's like,
exactly. Most of school, and I appreciate your call, is about how to behave, how to be obsessed with race, how to, you know, in the name of fighting racism, which is tribalism, it's just obsess on it, you know, to learn about how the government loves you, you know, the textbooks about global warming is going to kill you and there's too many people and we're all going to have microchips soon and world government's good and the New World Order's good. I mean, that's in the textbooks. And No Child Left Behind was the feds just fully taking over education to accelerate the federalization and the brainwashing. I appreciate your call, Matt. Let's talk to Tim in Brazil. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? This is Tim Anderson, a professional wrestler. I just came from the States. I came back down here for a match. Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, dude, a lot of people don't know that he still runs the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio every year.
Yeah, the big steroid fest.
Yeah, huge, man. I mean, it's all over, and people just don't know about it. And on top of that, we're talking about a man that didn't even show up for his own father's funeral, and then, like you said later, when people when he was running for governor, he bought the movie back so that he could take things out of the movie, including him talking about being senseless, no sensitivity towards human feelings, emotions, so that he could win contests, and his father died, and he didn't show up for the funeral.
It's disgusting. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Tim. Pepper in Arizona. Pepper, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm in Arizona, and there's a couple of things going on today in Arizona that's really disgusting. The first thing being that the Reverend Al Sharpton is supposed to be leading a group of protesters from a Phoenix church down to the Capitol again today. So all the major news media is there. I'm not sure exactly what time that's all going to come down.
I wonder if the illegals will set fire to restaurants and attack people like they did with torches in Santa Cruz. Or I wonder if they'll attack police again, and then it won't even be on the national news.
Or, you know, continue to smear all their refried beans all over our capital. And then the other thing is that the Suns team, the owner of the Suns team, Sarger, has actually come out against the bill.
Yeah, and he's changing the name of the team to Spanish. To like make it about controlling our border is anti-Hispanic, to create the illusion that we can't have a border, we can't have a country, or we're racist.
Well, not just that, but that's what's going on tonight, is that they are wearing their Spanish jerseys tonight. And what we're trying to do with our Tea Party groups is that we're trying to get everybody together, the hope anyway, and go down there with signs that says, hey, we don't have tickets, but we're entitled, let us in. So, I don't know if that'll work.
Hey, that,
or not.
Exactly. You should get box seats for free.
I know.
And if they don't give you free seats, they're racist.
Well, and you know, and that's the thing, too, is that I have learned that there's a new definition for racist. According to people here, that if you're white, you're a racist. If you want secure borders and things like that, if you're Latino and Hispanic and supporting the bill, then you're a sellout. My daughter-in-law has come from the Dominican Republic. She's done it legally, has spent thousands of dollars trying to do that, and people are calling her a sellout because she supports the bill.
A sellout. And, yeah, well, the illegals have sold out to the bankers, and it's just disgusting. I appreciate your call. Great points. Excellent points, Pepper. Let's talk to Laura in Texas. You're on the air, Laura.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
This is one of the Info Warriors here calling into your show. I recently went to a tea party in Dallas, and when Mark Davis, that scumbag, was talking, and, you know, who called all of us truthers cult members, but
dirty, despicable cult members.
Yes, and Deborah Medina says, I agree, you know. And
you're supposed to say, oh, I love that flip-flop. Oh, I worship you too. Yeah.
And I know. I've actually ran into her a few times before, you know, and at luncheons. And
Let's get this straight. I don't think Deborah Medina's bad, and I still said vote for her. But for her to say it's healthy and good and the towers did fall in a strange way and all these interviews – and then agree that we're despicable, evil trash. You know, oh, I agree. Oh, yes, Mark. Yes. Oh, they are. I mean, you know, that's wrong. Now, the straw man people, a few of them, and some people in our campaign actually did this. It was a dirty trick, but it failed. You know, too bad for them to say that I was mad because she wasn't a truther. When she was in my studio and on the air, I never even brought up 9/11 truth to her. I never made an issue out of it. But the straw man was, Alex doesn't like her because she's not a truther. No, it was the flip-flop. If Ron Paul suddenly came out and said, I'm against auditing the Fed, I'm pro-war, and did a flip-flop, I would say, man, we got a problem with Ron Paul. But according to these people, you know, I should just say, oh, you know, I should like Newt Gingrich because he believes global warming's real. I mean, again, I'm not allowed to have my political views, but sorry, go ahead.
I know how you feel.
So what'd you say to Mark Davis? You booed him?
We were in the crowd, and we were like, yeah, that guy's right, because this guy was wearing, you know, one of your shirts, Infowars.com, like the shirts that we've bought from your show, several of them. And he was just, you know, saying, you're a liar, Mark Davis. And we videotaped some of it, you know, what we could get of it, because we didn't want him to, you know, do anything to him. But they kicked him out. And then they proceeded to kick us out because we were handed out freedom to fascism.
You know, No. You don't go to a Republican neocon Tea Party and hand out a disc calling for an audit of the Fed made by a Jewish guy because criticizing the Federal Reserve is anti-Semitic. You know, that's the spin when they make it about that and invoke the race, but class stuff. But how dare you try to hand out American freedom to fascism? That is so evil. You don't criticize the IRS. They're good.
The thing is that the guy said, oh, you're not allowed here and everything. And, you know, we were just, you know, out there handing out movies. We weren't drinking like a bunch of them were, you know.
Well, just remember that. That's the Tea Party Express, not the real Tea Party. And they're having trouble taking it over. They had some success, but people woke up. And so just let all those Republicans, they want to lose their bank accounts and pension funds. They want to lose their Bill of Rights. They love naked body scanners. Don't worry. You know, if they're successful, the Republicans will come in and continue everything Obama did. And then the Democrats will put another Democrat in and they'll feel like they're winners. And then it'll just keep going and we'll all be idiot slaves. So how did this end?
Well, it ended that we handed out 300 DVDs of Freedom to Fascism, even though they kicked us out. And, if you go to our website, educatorsofliberty.com, you'll find that we are very active. And
you have done well.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back live, continuing with your phone calls. We're going to spend about 10, 15 minutes looking at FEMA's shenanigans. FEMA is its own taxing authority now. We'll explain how coming up. But right now, let's go to Mark in Maryland. You're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, my friend.
I just want to, if it's okay, make a few quick bullet points. I'll try to be quick because I know you don't have a lot of time. First thing is, I wanted to get your take on Bill Maher, because I've used to be a fan, but it seems like now, it seems like he's just a part of it. I mean, I don't know if he's a part of the media that,
look,
you know.
He plays the part of a left gatekeeper. He'll admit vaccines have got a problem because, you know, that's very popular, and most Americans know that's the truth now, despite the propaganda. And he'll lie. Every time there's a dust storm, he says it's global warming. He pushes the police state. I mean, Bill Maher's a political operative.
I mean, I don't doubt it, because now when I listen to him, it just really seems like he's helping push the agenda.
And that's because Bush is out of power. When the Democrats are in power, their supporters and hacks and pundits and proxies, they then are the establishment. And the Republicans are posing as anti-tyranny. Now, as soon as they change places again, it's a tag team. It's like a wrestling match between Hulk Hogan and Jesse Ventura. It's not real, as Jesse has said. It's not real. But you tell kids, I mean, I remember being a kid in Dallas, and I'd be at a friend's house watching wrestling, and I'd say, look, that's not real. And they'd say, shut up, Alex, it is real. And the general public, Republicans are still, the Republican Party is good, and I like them. And the Democrats are, Obama's good, and I like them. And that's why they're robbing us. People have just got to grow up and get into issues and become constitutionalist, not partisan twits.
I agree, sir. And two things real quick, and I'll let you go. Actually, three real quick. George Carlin, Bill Maher is from the George Carlin camp, and I know George Carlin would probably agree with you on everything. So I don't understand this.
George Carlin, we have an interview with him in Truth Rising about 9/11 Truth, and he said he thinks 9/11's a lie. And I don't agree with George Carlin on God and stuff, but I mean, George Carlin was real and wasn't a political hack. He said, there's a club and you ain't in it. There's a global elite. They're dumbing you down with the schools. So George Carlin was about 90% right. And Bill Maher's about 20% right. So two different animals. Please, let's not compare George Carlin, who I'm a fan of on most issues. I mean, I really think he was a very talented person, with the other person.
Okay, last thing real quick. Dr. Steve Greer, I know you don't like to get involved with the UFO talk because it scares away people, but I've heard Dr. Greer talk about the same stuff you're talking about the hidden agenda of the government that we don't know about. And what about Hawking's last statement? Is that, do you think that has anything to do with Project Bluebeam?
I've been meaning to cover that forever. And Stephen Hawking, the physicist, said we shouldn't be trying to contact other civilizations, which they've been doing for 50 years. Chances are they're going to predatorily come in here and take over. But space is so big that unless it's interdimensional travel, I mean, it there's probably so much life out there. If you want my opinion on all this, like Christ said, I have other flocks. There is so much life out there that we're probably like an amoeba floating along, in a stream in the middle of a forest. They're not particularly focused on the amoeba. And I'm not saying we're not important and we're part of this larger system and we're going to grow into something even more amazing. But listen, I don't mind people that talk about chupacabras and aliens. And I mean, that's interesting. And I think it's okay to get people thinking and debating and outside the political box. That's probably a healthy thing overall. And the whole disclosure project and the rest of it. I mean, Lord only knows what's going on. The Army is admittedly training to confiscate our guns in mainstream news. And the public calls it a conspiracy theory. So I don't get off into, all the other things that are going on and alien technology and things like that, because because I can't bona fide prove it. But I don't slight those that want to research it and look at it. You know, like Coast to Coast AM, you know, they have some shows where they cover the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. They have other shows where they cover, you know, are aliens visiting the planet? That's number one talk show in the country at night. Second biggest show in the world after Limbaugh. 16 million listeners conservatively. And so, you know, I think it's fine what Coast to Coast is doing because it's at least getting people to debate and think. It's not a judgment I'm making that I don't cover those subjects. It's just that I'm dealing with the healthcare takeover. I'm dealing with the census. I'm dealing with the wars. I'm dealing with the nanotechnology that they're putting into the food and vaccines. I'm just sticking to what is absolutely immediate, and I know I can do something about it. And believe me, if I'm out camping 6 months from now and a flying saucer lands in front of me and little green men walk off of it, I'm going to be talking about it on air. But I have not seen, Martians, and so I don't cover Martians. But a lot of astronauts say that they have seen UFOs, and so something's going on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Back live, and I've got a guest on for this segment, and we're going to continue with your calls and a bunch of news in the next hour. Levy official, FEMA plans a scam to raise money. That's from KATV Television. And we've got the chief engineer and levy district head on with us, going to him in just a moment. Another way these agencies are setting up their own illegal taxing authorities and covert massive taxes. Getting a lot of phone calls. People on hilltops are being told they've got to buy flood insurance from FEMA. Just like the government health care plan makes you buy insurance and the government gets part of it. So we're going to be talking about that in a moment. We're carrying a lot of new books and videos at InfoWars.com. In fact, we've added two new videos today to the online video bookstore shopping cart. These are the most informative titles, the best info I've seen out there, not to mention the 20-plus films I have directed and produced. It's all available at InfoWars.com. And we have Jesse Ventura's new book, a New York Times bestseller. It went to number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, American Conspiracies. It gets into just so many important issues. You can get this book discounted and get a free film of your choice at InfoWars.com. We're also now carrying his last bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, heavily discounted. And we're carrying Fletcher Prouty's The Secret Team that's back in paperback. And this thing's like hundreds of dollars if you try to buy one of the originals. Fletcher Prouty, the head of Black Ops, who came out and exposed the fact that the CIA killed Kennedy. He wrote the book JFK that much of the film JFK was based on. And we also have that book now. And The Secret Team in paperback, put out by Skyhorse Publishing, the same folks that are publishing Jesse Ventura's books. And it was Jesse a few weeks ago who was on air with us. The governor pointed out that these books were back in print now because he kind of pushed Skyhorse to do it. And so now they're available at InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got some specials involved with these. It'll blow you away. It spreads the word. It gets the info out and your purchase of Patriot T-shirts, ball caps, bumper stickers, wristbands, videos, films. It funds our operation. I want to thank all of you that do that. And all of my films are posted in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members as well. But if you go to InfoWars.com, our new film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the 10 military regions under NORTHCOM, the new governor's council that circumvents the states, specially picked state governors under federal control, bypassing the states, that's covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and so much more. Jason Burmes' new film I produce, Invisible Empire, A New Order Defined. These two new films are so important to get at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget Fall of the Republic. We detail the banking takeover, how Obama has become the head of the United Nations Security Council in violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, how the banks plan to totally destroy the economy. Now you see that unfolding. This is a film every American has to see. If you understand the eugenics, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, why the globalists are setting this up, Shadow Government by great filmmakers exposes the whole COG takeover system, all available at InfoWars.com today, ladies and gentlemen. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And I know you, the listener, already know all this information, or most of it. It's your neighbors, your friends, your family. You can talk till you're blue in the face trying to wake somebody up, but you give them one of these powerful films. And all these films have online bibliography, so you can check all the facts in them. It has a much higher rate of waking somebody up. Okay. The health care bill was written by the insurance companies. That's now come out. We've had Ron Paul on, Lord Monckton and others to break that down. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, economist. That's in the subsections. We've covered it. This is corporate welfare. Well, now FEMA, that's the shadow government system, is expanding floodplains. And I was getting a bunch of calls the last 2 weeks about this. I know some folks that have a little lake cabin, and it is just probably 100 yards away from water, 60, 70 feet from where the lake has ever flooded, and massive, massive insurance that they have been told the federal government says you've got to buy, and FEMA underwrites it. FEMA gets a big cut of it. And we've got this TV report, a levy official, FEMA plans to scam to raise money. Rob Rash, CEO and chief engineer of the levy district, made his accusation Saturday during a candidate forum. Rash told candidates that FEMA officials told him the agency owes $20 billion to the U.S. Treasury, and the only way they can get it is through flood insurance premiums. And so, but it's also the precedent of this being set up where they're going to start making people buy flood insurance who are 5,000 feet above sea level. I mean, this is really happening, and it's another form. It's like all the bills, new ones every year, on your cell phone bill. Now they want computer service charges for your internet. Now they want all these other environmental fees. Just hundreds of new taxes all across the country are coming, and it's just destroying us. So we appreciate Rob Rash for joining us. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Okay. I mean, tell us about yourself, what's happened, what FEMA said in these meetings.
Alex, when we met with FEMA in Washington, D.C., they told us point blank that that they had $20 billion worth of debt that they had to repay from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and the only way they had to recoup that money was through flood insurance premiums. And what they are doing, in 2004, the Congress started the map modernization program and directed FEMA to update their maps, but the update was just to digitize these existing maps for ease of replacement and renewal. In 2006, FEMA began a map modernization program or the mid-course adjustment post-Katrina, which incorporated levees and definition of floodplains. And what FEMA's doing is they are redefining floodplains across the country and requiring flood insurance so that they can recoup the money lost through Hurricane Katrina and Rita. And so what they're doing is areas that have never bought flood insurance in the past are now being at least either strongly recommended or required to purchase flood insurance. And this will affect 40% of the country. There's a 40% chance that you will be caught up in this scam. The reason that it is a scam is because if you go to any insurance company in the country and buy a flood insurance policy, FEMA underwrites every single one of those policies. FEMA is setting the rules. FEMA is defining the floodplain, and they are also setting the insurance requirements for the purchase of.
And they get a percentage of that money and put into a fund, correct?
That is correct. That money will go to the U.S. Treasury, or is supposed to be to go to the U.S. Treasury to repay the debt incurred by Katrina. Now, with the mid-course adjustment, that was all written within the bureaucracy. That was not mandated by Congress. The 2004 bill, map modernization program, was mandated by Congress. The mid-course adjustment was all done within FEMA and the bureaucracy, and that is what incorporated the redefining of floodplains. And what FEMA's doing is they are completely ignoring the flood control structures that have been constructed the last 100 years across this country. And if you are affected at all, protected at all by a man-made structure, you will buy some form of flood insurance, and it will affect 40% of the population of this country.
So if you live even anywhere near a dam or anywhere near a levee or any type of Army Corps of Engineer program, they're now going to have this expanded tax. And FEMA, I've also read, but correct me if I'm wrong because I've just seen it here and there in the news, that they're also saying we may not allow building in expanded areas now. And so it's federal jurisdiction over where you can build, what you can do, federal control over the levees districts, over the counties, just a giant scam. And if they get away with this, the sky's the limit.
Alex, what they're doing right now is that every one of these municipalities across the country that is facing the map modernization or the remapping of their area, they are sent an ordinance from FEMA. And I'll quote you from that ordinance. This ordinance states that they will limit that this municipality, anyone that requires this or adopts this ordinance, will limit any unwise development in floodplains. Well, who determines what unwise development is and adverse impacts of floodplain development? And what FEMA is doing is taking areas that people have lived and raised families and businesses for hundreds of years and built flood control structures to protect themselves, and they're negating these flood control structures and requiring insurance behind them in an effort to limit development. And this will destroy economic development in numerous areas across the country. And I'll give you an example. Collinsworth, Illinois, the federal government and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers came in and built a levee system from scratch that exceeded the 500-year level of protection. Under these new requirements issued by FEMA, these levees no longer meet those requirements, and although they passed a 100-year flood in 93 and 97, and protected the people of Collinsville in Illinois, they now are considered a high-risk area and are required to buy the highest amount of flood insurance, the highest.
Well, here's another example. Take areas of Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, areas of Texas. There's a lot of families and individuals that bought, over the last 100 years, cheap property. They're building golf courses, hotels on it. I mean, you name it, but people own it. And I've seen articles in different newspapers where now FEMA and others are just saying, look, you can't build here anymore. And if people choose to build a beach house that's 20 feet off the ground because they want to be on the beach, that's their business. And if they don't want to have it insured, they shouldn't be forced to get that insurance. So, I mean, this is really tyranny. And we see where this is leading, just where the sky's the limit.
Right. And what's going to happen is FEMA is requiring these municipalities to accept this ordinance, or they will withhold funding for any emergency management, any emergency, whether it be a tornado, whether it be an earthquake, whether it be any type of emergency. They are threatening withholding of funding unless these maps are accepted by the local municipality. And as part of that, they have got to accept floodplain management, which requires everything to be elevated above that, quote, 100-year flood elevation as determined by FEMA.
So basically, this is worse than federalization and a violation of the 9th and 10th Amendment. This is unelected executive branch FEMA basically saying, look, 40% of this country, we're now in control of it. We're the boss. We run your county. We run your city. We run your state.
That is correct. That is exactly what they're doing, and they are holding future federal funding for any type of disaster as they're dangling that carrot in front of them.
And let's be clear: they take our state money and, on average, send about 33 cents back with strings attached.
That's correct.
I tell you, pretty soon won't be able to do anything without FEMA's permission. And if they pass this carbon tax law, home inspections, federal zoning laws, it just goes on and on. I'm getting a lot of feedback on this, and I'm seeing a lot of news articles where local flood managers and people are really upset by this. So it looks like at least some people are becoming aware of what's happened. Is there any way to stop this?
There is a way to stop it. Congress can stop this. It takes quite a few congressmen. I'll give you an example. In 2007, there was a bill that passed through the Senate requiring mandatory flood insurance across the board, behind or protected by any man-made structure. It passed with only four votes against through the Senate. It did not. It came out of the Senate Insurance Committee, which Chairman Senator Dodd is chairman, and it passed with only four dissenting votes. However, we now have 16 senators that are against this mandatory flood insurance and what FEMA is doing, and this letter has been sent to FEMA, and several meetings have occurred with FEMA to slow this down through the bureaucracy, but it has to be stopped, and it'll have to be stopped through the Congress.
Okay, reading this article from KATV Television, and this is out of Truman, Arkansas, it says, an official at the St. Francis Levee District says recommendations by the Federal Emergency Management Agency for local landowners to purchase flood insurance are nothing more than a scam. Rob Rash, CEO and chief engineer of the Levee District, made this accusation Saturday during a candidate forum at Truman, attended by several people hoping to win the first district congressional seat. Rash told candidates that FEMA officials told him the agency owes $20 billion to the U.S. Treasury, and the only way they can get it is through flood insurance premiums, part of which FEMA gets. So, I mean, to be specific, though, this is not an accusation. You're saying this was openly said when you were in Washington.
That is correct. In a meeting at the Mayflower Hotel with the Mississippi Valley Flood Control Association and FEMA. And this, it's very clear, and FEMA officials were very clear that the only way that they have to get money is through their flood insurance premiums. And that is what they are pushing. They are taking flood control structures that have federal dollars and local dollars and billions of federal dollars and local dollars to protect citizens, and have been designed, constructed, and maintained over the last 150 or 200 years. And they're negating them completely on these flood maps and creating a fictitious fear For people of around, certainly around our area, for the Mississippi River, we're a part of the Mississippi River and Tributaries Project, which provides a level of protection that exceeds what FEMA's warning.
But that's always, I mean, the feds don't want development in many areas. They want to be able to control it. It's part of the rewilding project. And I've seen the numbers. I've had congressmen on to cover it. But most of the money that FEMA gets is used for COG, continuity of government, shadow government type stuff. So we also, I need to understand that a lot of this flood money is going to other stuff.
Right. And I'm not familiar exactly where FEMA's money goes, but I can tell you that the expansion of these floodplains and the redefining of these floodplains and the redefining of the risk that actually exists will put billions of dollars in FEMA's bank account. And so this is an expansion of a system that this just clearly is a scam, because you have FEMA who is setting the limits, they're setting the standards, and they're the ones requiring it. So you have all three entities under one roof.
And they're the ones getting the money.
That is correct. That is correct, regardless of where you purchase this flood insurance. And this will destroy economic development in a number of areas across this country. And I want to read you something.
Well, that's where everybody wants to live, is on a river or a lake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is all part of floodplain management that was put out. This is from an excerpt out of the 93 flood report, which was written to extend floodplain management and to explain floodplain management. And basically what it does is it states that people need to be moved from floodplains and need to be moved to higher ground. And what they're doing is they are redefining floodplains to extend into 40% of this country.
Let's be clear. That is, let's come back and talk more about that in the final segment. That is so massive, a total takeover, and they're saying, we don't want you living here. And it's like the Wetlands Act, where a puddle on your ranch, now you can't run cattle there. They tried that. We finally defeated most of that. It's a giant power grab. 40% of the country, your new landlord, your new boss, is FEMA if we don't beat this. Stay there, sir.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, there is a war on for your mind. We're talking to Bob Rash, and he's a chief engineer of the Levee District in his area of Arkansas. Now, again, I'm no expert on this, but I've read over it over the years, and correct me if I'm wrong, until a few decades ago, you really couldn't get flood insurance from a private company, private insurance company, if you were in danger of flooding and you just needed to build your house and have it on stilts and know that. You know, it's freedom. It's America. But now FEMA underwrites it. So basically you just go into an insurance company. They're like a broker or like a title company when you buy a house, and they get a little piece of it and it goes to FEMA. And then the government's saying you got to buy this from us. This is mafia.
Well, and just so you know, on a $100,000 home, you're going to spend about $1,200 a year. On a $250,000 home, you're going to spend about $2,600 a year per person. And so this is being used, as a deterrent.
It's a federal property tax.
That's correct. It's a targeted tax. Is all that it is. It's a targeted tax, and FEMA is utilizing it because they underwrite the flood insurance policies. They are masking it with a warning people of the risk. And they are overstating every risk that they place on these flood maps in an effort to recoup money.
Amazing. I mean, like I said earlier, I know people who are up on hilltops and they're getting these letters in Travis County saying, look, your insurance is going up.
Right. And that will happen throughout this country, Alex. There are a number, as I said, there will be 40% of the population of this country that will be affected by this. And the federal government FEMA is not warning people they're not warning people of earthquakes, they're not warning people of wind damage, they're not warning people of tornadoes, because they don't underwrite insurance policies for those items. They're warning people of a fictitious risk of flooding in areas that don't need to be required to buy flood insurance.
Well, going back to the point in closing that you tried to make as we hit that break, this is all based, you said, on this 93 document, and I've seen that document before. Go back over that document where they're saying that the real move is to basically force people out of these areas.
That is correct. The 93 flood report, which is named Sharing the Challenge, it recommends people move out of designated areas, which FEMA now has begun designating these areas, but they use this as a deterrent for economic development or for any type of development in these, quote, floodplains. However, the problem is that FEMA is redefining these floodplains. They're redefining floodplains and ignoring improvements that have been made through the years with both federal money and local money, and they are not acknowledging these flood control structures, and they are requiring areas, they are renaming areas a floodplain and requiring flood insurance because of it. And it is written into the 21st century and the sharing the challenge in the 93 flood report, and it states very clearly to use strict use regulations by communities to stop unwise development. The problem is that FEMA is defining these unwise developmental areas.
Now, this isn't even federal tyranny. This is just an agency out of control, and they're taking over everything. They're training the police. This is a criminal operation. We appreciate your courage and what you've been doing, sir. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Alex, and I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Well, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And he was at a candidate forum for Congress people. He's not running for Congress. We need people like Mr. Rash to run for Congress. We've got to get control of FEMA. I mean, come on. That's why I made the film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We cover it all in here. I mean, this is the shadow government coming out of the shadows and just taking over everything. This is the group merging the military and police and training the military for gun confiscation. This is the group building the FEMA camps. This is the group saying they're going to force you out of your houses. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to attempt and probably succeed in this hour to at least take the full board of calls we've got. But I do want to get into the myth of overpopulation and explain what's happening. I then want to get into how race-based politics is being used divide and conquer this society. I meant to cover this yesterday, didn't get to it. We will cover it in this hour of the broadcast today. Some of the other news coming up, Senator Lieberman says deny citizenship to suspected terrorists. It's a Kurt Nemo story that links in to the New York Times at GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com if you want to read this. Senator Lieberman, deny citizenship to suspected terrorist. Well, that means the American people. That's like... Well, I'll cover it after I take some calls, but that's like Rahm Emanuel saying, if we think maybe you could possibly be a terrorist, that's a quote, if we think possibly maybe you could be possibly a terrorist, then you'll be denied the right to own guns. No judge, no jury. No fly, no buy. You're on a no-fly list, no buy. I mean, they're really getting rid of our system of law and checks and balances in this country, and it's just incredible. Let's go to Matt in Maryland. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, my friend.
It's good talking to you. Hey, I just want to let you know your work is just astounding. And everything you're doing seems to be working as far as my office is concerned. We've woken three people up, well, awakened, I should say, three people up at work just this week alone.
Great job.
And it's working. It's paying off. You know, I've actually got one of them convinced, you know, that, hey, this is the truth. This is the way it's working. And it's unfortunate.
But, I mean, listen, 15 years ago when I got on air and others were talking, it wasn't all out in the open. It's out in the open now. I mean.
Certainly. And with Barry Satoro, our wonderful friend, our leader, he that's a name that a lot of people at the office just had no clue about. No perception that, hey, this is a giant lie. A giant lie that the name Barack Obama, do you even know what it means in Aramaic? Have you heard that, Alex?
I've read it before. Refresh my memory.
In Aramaic, Barak means from the heights. Or lightning, I should say. I apologize. It's lightning.
Zeus.
Yes. Where Obama in Aramaic means... from the heights. Now, if you read Isaiah, the direct reference to Satan is lightning from the heights.
That's right, and that's why the runic in Germanic tribes, lightning falling from the sky, the twin lightning bolts. I'll have to look that up. I had remembered seeing that before, but that's just incredible that he would choose the fake name Lightning from the Heights. But regardless, we know his real name is Barry Satoro. I mean, that was being talked about 2 years ago. It's now admitted, and he was an Indonesian citizen. Game over. But now his wife, in clip after clip, says we went back to his home country. He's Kenyan. We went back, and then he makes jokes about it. and says, yeah, my approval rating's low here, but not in the country of my birth. And everybody laughs. I mean, this is flaunting this. And again, it sets a precedent. First president to be UN Secretary of the Security Council. First, it's just amazing. What do we know about this guy? But notice how the bigger the lie, as Hitler said, the more they'll buy it. Who would imagine that they would take somebody who was a foreigner and somebody who was clearly with a fake name and make him the president? It's just so big. And it may have something to do with it coming out later, and then they'll have to change the 22nd Amendment so Schwarzenegger can be president.
There you go. And that's what I was thinking about earlier when you were discussing just that. While I was watching before you came on today. And then one more thing, and I don't mean to take up all your time. This terrorist attempt in New York.
Yes.
It's a little odd now that, you know, at first we couldn't find out who was responsible for this.
That way they could just blame everybody. Oh, the tea parties, yeah.
And now, I guess, well, we've noticed that the truth movement seems to be gaining power. They seem to be doing a great job at opening people up, waking them up. Why don't we just blame it back on Al-Qaeda to validate the fact that it was all Al-Qaeda to begin with?
Well, we know that they were clearly running a drill. Eyewitnesses and others, not just the cop, are saying this. We need to investigate this further because they run drills to cover up the staged terror attack every time. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote. And an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's the deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Give me a document cam shot, boys. Thank you for those watching us live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not just listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, the internet, at InfoWars.com, and XM Radio. I was on my Facebook this morning. One of our Facebook accounts, Alexander Emmerich Jones account is the name of it. And I was aware of the Population Research Institute and their great work. But they have produced three animated videos, and we're going to play those right now for everybody that is patiently tuned in to see this information. But you can also just go up to our Facebook account, and the videos are posted at the top, or you can simply – well, I've had Kurt Nemo also post these at InfoWars.com and write an article about them. And then this dovetails into the government and the social engineers trying to implement race war, not just here in the United States, but all over the planet, as a tool to divide and conquer the populations against each other. Now, listen, if you go to the UN's own official documents, they say that in the next 20 years, this piece says 30, they're being conservative, that the Earth's population will stabilize between 8 and 9 billion people. That's just a fact. And once a country industrializes, you see a 1.5 or lower population replacement rate. Now, that means for every two parents, for every two people that are born, not all of them even become parents. But to just replace the population, let's say you have 300 million Americans, but you don't have immigration, you know, hypothetically, to have 300 million Americans in the next generation, the generation after that, you need to have 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, depending on the numbers you look at. So you need to have more than two people being born to the average family to be able to just keep the numbers we've got. Now, Japan's 1.2, Italy is 1.3 and dropping. If this continues in less than a decade, they say Japan won't even be having one child for every two Japanese. And that goes all the way down to extinction within 300 years. No more Japanese. No more Italians. No more Germans. Now, America has gone from 260-something million 30 years ago to 310 million now. But the United States has a replacement rate of about 1.5 of Americans that were already here. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. So the only reason our population is growing is because they're bringing in new people. And we've had more than 50 million abortions since 1973 with Roe v. Wade. And that's just about the number of legals and illegals that have been brought in since then. And the government says, well, we've got to have these people to replace because we've killed our workforce. We've killed America, the death of the West. I mean, this is really happening. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. You see all these black activists. In fact, I saw it last night on CNN, where a Hollywood actress, Sandra Bullock, adopted a poor homeless black baby. And the black groups, a bunch of them came out and said, what's this white woman want a black kid for? Why don't you get a white kid? You're just doing this to act liberal. That's how sick these groups are. You've got 52 last year, some years it's even higher, 52% of black people, on average, not being born since Roe v. Wade. More than half the black people that would exist in the United States don't exist. That's why the black population is basically stable. The eugenics program of saying it's liberal to have abortions, pushing them on black people, pushing them on other minorities, have been successful by the globalists in these depressed economic areas. Now, regardless of where you stand on that, how sickening is it that the black media owned by big corporations is so big on keeping everyone divided that you will never hear them talk about what good folks like the people that run blackgenocide.com are exposing? And it is a fact. Over 50% of black people are not born. And then how dare somebody actually adopt that baby? It'd be better that baby just dead. Now, that's the death culture that Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers and the New World Order have sold the black community. Now, they're moving into all communities. In fact, right here is a CNN report where they came out a couple weeks ago on Earth Day and said, we need to have a one-child policy in the United States. At the Copenhagen Treaty last year in December, they officially, the UN called for a global one-child policy. Now, if you have a global one-child policy, that will more than reduce the population within one generation of half of the Earth's population. Okay? Now, they sell all these myths that there's too many people, we're going to have 100 billion people on the planet when the UN doesn't even say that, humans are killing everything, on and on and on. But if you industrialize the third world, every nation that has become industrialized stops having as many children. Because this modern industrialized system's run by eugenicists where they're targeting the population. But I wanted to play some videos here for folks that were put out by the Population Research Institute, overpopulationmyth.com. And again, this is also up on Infowars.com. But here, I found those articles. Here's Time Magazine. With a report on reducing the population. Here's CNN. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please. I want to go through these for folks. Here's a Times of London article first. Doctors sterilize Uzbek women by stealth. When her baby died soon after delivery, and it mentions the woman's name, the 28-year-old poor farmer's wife longed to be pregnant again. After months of trying, she and her husband visited a doctor who told her she could never have another child because she had been sterilized. And then it talks about how the government is involved in a UN program getting aid loan. This is under State Department Memorandum 200 with Kissinger, where if these countries in India and Peru and Nigeria and countless other third world nations, they don't get their IMF and World Bank money, kind of like the states don't get their highway funds if they don't accept national ID cards, but illegals are exempt. Or FEMA just comes in and says, we own 40% of the land now. You got to pay us a federal property tax is basically what it is. What we just covered last hour for flood insurance that they make you buy. Well, when you've got the global government above you, they tell your government you're not going to get the federal global money from the global federal private corporate banking structure, the global system, the New World Order, the global governance they're openly talking about, unless you sterilize half your women. And it was George Bush Sr., before he was a CIA director, before he was a U.S. ambassador to China, and he got China to agree to this, the one-child policy, who orchestrated, and federal documents have been released, we cover it in my film Endgame, that on Indian reservations they sterilized, in a two-year period, 44% of the women. The women would go in to have dental work done at the federal office. They'd hit them with, knockout chemicals, or they'd shoot them up and they'd tie their tubes. Well, here it is in the Times of London, Uzbek women sterilized by stealth, and you can read all about it and how the women didn't even know this had been done to them. And we've caught them in Thailand and other places. Where the government goes into the poor areas and actually kills the babies. They give them special vaccines that then kill the babies. And the whole village who's pregnant, the women who are pregnant in the village, they'll all lose their babies. And I would guess they probably killed her baby as well. You notice the baby died and then suddenly she was sterilized and the government admits they sterilized her. Here's another one. This is Sky Television. That's Fox News in England. China to sterilize 10,000 to curb births in just one province alone. Women who've had already one child are to be picked up by police and to be forcibly sterilized. There you go. Just to give you an example of the policy they want here in the United States. Here's another one. How green is your love life? CNN. And it says drive a hybrid car, eat organic, and then it says or implement a one-child policy. They just slip that in and tell us sex is bad, having kids are bad, And you've got all these pundits on television. I know you've probably seen it. Saying when you only need to have one child in America. We have Al Gore calling for this. And you should only have a 2,000 square foot house max. But he's got more than nine houses. One of them 22,000 square feet. One 9,000 square feet. He's got two homes in California on the beach. But he says the water's going to rise and flood it. Just a complete criminal liar. So that's just some of the news there that I wanted to cover. But now let's go ahead. Well, we're going to go to break, and then I'll play these clips when we come back. We're going to play three different video animation clips, but the audio is also informative for radio listeners. And food, there's a lot of it. That's the second clip we're going to play. We're also going to play kids, stable population, 2.1. And we're also going to play overpopulation, the making of a myth. So we're going to come back and play these, and then I'm going to dovetail that into how State Department Memorandum 200 said, if the governments don't sterilize their women, we'll just start wars with their neighbors or fund guerrilla groups. That'll kill people, or we'll just cut off their food supply. And we know the GMO crops in India and other places have resulted in hundreds of thousands of people dying, tens of thousands committing suicide because there's no money. Because they bring in GMO crops, then they can't get seeds the next year. It's destroying the chemicals they've used are poisoning the people. That's why it's a scientific dictatorship. And that's why in every major study, all the major GMO crops that have been approved have the side effect of sterilizing mammals or reducing fertility bare minimum. And so you're eating GMO food right now in the West. The honeybees eat it and die. And you're wondering why you can't have children at 25. You've been hit and hit hard by a chemical biological weapons cocktail. We'll be right back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com
or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Okay, let's go to this video piece breaking down that you need to have 2.1 children per family to just keep the population. And the entire West, including Japan, every industrialized nation, is not having anywhere near that. We are dying, ladies and gentlemen. And it's in the West where they're really teaching people not to have children. Here's the clip.
From the time of the cavemen all the way until today, humanity continues to exist because each generation of people has produced another generation to replace itself. Scientists have figured out how many people need to be born each generation to replace the generation before. That number is one person per person. All things being equal, this creates perfect demographic balance. Since women are the only ones who can have children, replacing every person on Earth means each woman needs to have two children, one to replace her, and the other to replace the man, who cannot have children. The total fertility rate is the average number of children each woman in a society is having. This number shows us if a society is growing or shrinking. In developed countries, the replacement rate birth rate is 2.1 children per woman. This will keep the population stable, but even that is assuming that every woman has children and that there are no wars, famines, or disease. In the real world, disasters happen all the time, and sadly, not all children reach adulthood, especially in poor countries. This pushes their replacement rate up to 3.3 children per woman. Since not every woman wants to have children, in order to keep the population stable, some women need to have more than 2.1 children to balance the birth rate with the women who are only having one or no children at all. Maintaining this balance is of the utmost importance. If society does not at least replace itself every generation, human numbers begin to fall exponentially. Economic and social problems appear as elderly people retiring begin to outnumber young people entering the workplace. This is already happening all over the developed world. Many of the world's nations are only barely replacing themselves, while a growing majority have birth rates below replacement, some as low as 1.8 or even 1.2 babies per woman. Many societies are facing a very real danger: extinction.
Think about it, folks. Okay, let's go to the next clip. Food, there's lots of it, because people say, okay, well, there's not enough food. No, they pay Western farmers worldwide not to produce food. Let's go to that clip.
According to believers in overpopulation, there are so many of us on the planet that food production cannot possibly keep up. However, according to both the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization and the World Food Program, there is currently enough food on the planet for everyone to be well fed. Not only that, but we're growing this food on less land than we did in the past. This is why in the United States, for example, the government can afford to pay farmers not to grow food, but instead return their farmland to the wild. Modern technology also allows us to grow food on land where it would have been impossible to do so, even a few years ago. Agricultural experts even believe that Africa, if cultivated using modern farming methods, could eventually feed the whole world, all by itself. Then why are people in many parts of the world starving? The World Food Program lists key causes of hunger, and overpopulation is not on that list. War, one of the leading causes of world hunger, destroys crops and disrupts relief efforts. Widespread poverty prevents many from buying the food that they need. And a lack of infrastructure means that there isn't a reliable way to transport food to areas that need it. This is why reducing the number of hungry people will not make the remaining people less hungry. Those who have access to the food will continue to have access to it, and those who don't will still be hungry. Reducing population will not magically cause food to be spread around equally. And blaming overpopulation for everything does nothing but distract us from the real problems that we actually have. Think about it.
Perfectly done, absolutely accurate. That is the facts. The West is dying, and the British Royal Commission by eugenicists, by the British government, in 49, said, if we industrialize Latin America, Africa, and Asia, they will stop having even their replacement rate like the West. That trend had already kicked in many Western countries. But they said, if we do industrialize them, though, that will make them politically powerful, and then we can't control them through finance and military. So they said, what we're going to do is we're going to block economic development and industrial development. Then there will be a giant population bloom, but we'll come in with other corrective measures like sterilization, cutting off food and water with war. And that's in State Department Memorandum 200 from 1973 and in the CIA accompanying memorandum. And, of course, it's in the book Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, with Paul R. Ehrlich, that they were just talking about in that piece. We're going to come back with the final video that actually talks about Ehrlich and Malthus and where these lies came from. It came from the British eugenicists. Now, we're going to cover proto-eugenics, the roots of the roots, to understand this and what the world government's stated goal is. For the New World Order, world government's only the beginning. Forced global extermination of 80 to 99%. They debate if they'll kill us all. This is public. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Okay, I want to get into how race is used to control and divide and conquer. I want to talk about the reality of where this self-induced mental illness is going here in just a moment. We ran out of time yesterday to play Professor Camus Cambon, which is just par for the course. But the point is the academics in the crowd are clapping and smiling and agreeing with him. Now, we haven't edited the video, but I got to pause at the middle. I was going to play it, but he says the N-word a bunch, calling white people the N-word. And, you know, you can play this on radio, but it upsets people, so I'm just not going to play that part. If you want to watch the full video, we'll give you the address if you want to go see it unedited from C-SPAN. Now, this happened a few years ago, but the point is this is very popular, and this is pushed, and this is promoted, but he's got the same view, but from another perspective, as the globalists that want to reduce everybody's numbers. I mean, he's saying it's white people doing this. I'm going to break this down because it's just a great illustration. But back to population. Let's play the clip here of overpopulation, the making of a myth that goes with those other two clips we just played. And I want everybody to go to Infowars.com, where Kurt Nemo's got all three of the articles posted along with an article he wrote and all three of the videos, so you can send that to your friends and family who are brainwashed and think they should pay carbon taxes for every child they have. You know, not only does the government own your house, and now it says it owns your body, as they collectivize all of our wealth into their hands and all of our rights go out the window. Let's go ahead and go to this final clip.
The myth of overpopulation originated in England in 1798. When a vicar named Thomas Malthus, who fancied himself something of a mathematician, saw that food production increased incrementally, but people reproduced exponentially. He sat down and did some simple math, and summarily decided that the world would be out of food by 1890. He blamed reduced mortality rates, and recommended killing off the have-nots of society, lest the haves starve to death. This cry was taken up by Paul Ehrlich of Stanford University in 1968, who claimed that reckless human reproduction had overwhelmed the Earth. Massive famines would result, which would destroy, best-case scenario, one-fifth of humanity by the end of the 70s, and the planet would follow. This fear produced large donations for the newly created UNFPA, which thrives on an imagined crisis that has been both imminent and rescheduled again and again over the past two centuries. The truth of the matter is that every family on this planet could have a house with a yard and all live together on a landmass the size of Texas, which is really just a small corner of the planet. The population of Earth will peak in 30 years, start to go back down. We're not overpopulated. Do the math.
Now, they mentioned Paul Ehrlich in that, who co-wrote the book with John P. Holder and the White House science czar, calling for drugging the water supply to sterilize us. But they said you've got to do it incrementally so people don't notice that the fertility's dropping. But now it has. They are doing it. The government is taking your baby's blood at birth. I told you that over a decade ago. It's now mainstream news. It is put in the Cold Springs Harbor / UN eugenics database. The world government follows a religion of eugenics and extermination and social Darwinism. You better find out about it. And we covered it in my film, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Because it just didn't get picked up by Paul Ehrlich. They had to be, you know, simple in a minute and a half. Paul Ehrlich was a crypto-eugenicist, and so is the White House science czar, and so are all these people running this system. I mean, shifting gears now, I'm just going to play most of this 10-minute clip, because yesterday I tried to play it, ran out of time, and then I'm just going to comment after. I'm going to write notes and comment after. Because if I start commenting beforehand, it's just that everything this guy is saying is true, except he's saying white people magically are evil. No, human beings, people are people. black African tribes enslaved black African tribes. Arab tribes have enslaved Arab tribes. Most of the Roman slaves were white. White people enslaving white people. Most of the immigrants to the U.S. before 1776 were indentured servants. You know, I had some family came over as pilgrims on the Mayflower. I had other ancestors that came over as indentured servants. And you were just a sharecropper. You never got out of debt. You were basically a slave. So the media only tells you about black slavery because that's the way to play people off against each other. And when they bring in multiculturalism, it's all about differences to make us be at each other's throats instead of just moving on, not making it a big issue. Because tribalism is in all of us, via religion, via race, via, you know, you name it. It's there. And now we have tribes of, you know, folks that have, I'm not saying they're bad, I'm just saying different tribes of cowboys and, you know, hip hop people and tattoo tribes and motorcycle tribes. Those are the tribes of America. You know, people are really into how they dress and, you know, how they talk and what they do. That's their identity. Well, my identity is liberty and freedom and science and exploration and protecting the innocent and working together. But the globalists, through the universities, it was the Ford Foundation, the federal government, that funded the radical Chicano movement saying the U.S. belongs to Mexico and that white people are evil. Why? They want to have us fighting with each other. You're not going to get your Aslan. It's delusional. It's to destroy the system of freedom that produced all this wealth. Hadn't been perfect, but what we're going into is tyranny. So this is social engineering. So when he talks about, he didn't get into the government creating AIDS. That's declassified. But, you know, he gets into how they're using medicine to kill people and how they're, but he says the white man wants to sell you cigarettes. No, the white man pulled up almost 600 years ago in Cuba and said, man, I like smoking this. And the natives were going, yeah, we like it too. It's really addictive. Cigars, baby. Now, I mean, the Chinese are selling cigarettes. The Japanese are selling them. There's African tobacco production. Blacks selling cigarettes to blacks. There are evil mafias in the Italian groups, in the WASP groups, in the black groups, in the Jewish groups. But when people say, well, all Italians are mafia, that's a fraud. Or when you say all whites are evil, that's a fraud. Or you say all blacks are criminals, that's a stereotype, a fraud. When you say all Jews, you know, are running the banks at our New World Order. Well, there is a Jewish mafia involved in that, and we expose it. But it's not the only group, the only system. That's why they have fake federal groups out there who've been caught, like Hal Turner and countless others, trying to radicalize the End the Fed movement to make it anti-Semitic so that we're divided again, and so we can't ever get the people together. They want us all fighting with each other. And so I oppose mafia. I oppose criminality. But there's mafia in Africa. There's mafia in Iran. There are cliques and good old boy clubs in England, in Israel. You know, there's boss hog types in small towns. You'll have one town that's good and free because they've got good people in it that got involved and believe in freedom. You'll have a town next door, a county next door, totally thug run. And those counties always fall apart because everybody moves out of it that can. Okay, that's why the feds don't want states' rights. They don't want you to be able to run state to state for freedom. They don't want you having a choice. The global government doesn't want you to be able to run from country to country. They say this. They want taxes about 80% worldwide. They want everybody under their control. That's what the euro's about. You heard Greg Palast, BBC, talk to one of the founders of the euro. He admitted it's about not letting anybody have lower taxes, and it's about bankrupting nations to take control of them. It's a global economic order. It's a system. And the main reason white people have dominated this globe was language and was the fact that they were the last domino to fall to tyranny. I said I'm going to go to this clip, but there's just so much history I want to give you. Rome had fallen. Other empires had fallen because they become decadent. But some of the science survived to the Dark Ages. And you had the wild tribes of Britannia, Albion, Gaul, Germania, and other areas, and you had the trade system that had been set up by the Vikings, and all of that merged together in the last 1,000 years, and then it came out of the Dark Ages in the last 600, 500. You had the Renaissance, the Great Awakening, liberty, freedom, literature, Gutenberg's printing press, the greatest invention. It's rated as the greatest invention by man. That produced incredible wealth. It wasn't perfect, but the move towards liberty was the greatest humans had ever seen. Okay. That produced all this wealth. And then the tyranny moved back in to take over that wealth, and it was able to set up an empire. So that's why this happened. You know, there had been other cultures. Africa had had Egypt. It became decadent over 3,000 years and fell. Okay? If Egypt had had its rise in the last 600, 700 years, you would have a global African dominant system. And that's an oversimplification. The point is that that's why you see white people in so many positions. But those same white people are putting poisons in the vaccines for white people. They're putting fluoride in the water that gives you cancer and reduces fertility for everybody. So it's asinine. The average white person is a guilty person who thinks white people are evil and worships black people. Okay? I'm white. I know. I'm around it. I'm sick of it. Okay? I like black people. I like everybody else, but I haven't done anything wrong. I don't have any guilt. I'm not a white devil. I don't have a tail under here. I don't have horns. I'm not bad. Okay? Now, there are groups of elitists. Doesn't matter if they're Japanese, Jewish, German. They all have these meetings. They all agree on eugenics. My dad, you know, had a professor at UT who was the head of the botany department who was Jewish, who was openly a eugenicist and said, well, Hitler, you know, went too far. We don't need to target one group. We need to target dumb people. I mean, this transcends, okay? And as long as we say it's the white people or it's the black people or it's the Jews, one group, we're just going to be divided and fight with each other. It should be about ideas. But listen to this guy, because his crescendo is kill the white people. We'll play part of it, come back from break, and play the rest, ending the show with it. Here is this professor on C-SPAN, and the point is, this is a idea held by 5-7% or so of blacks in America. It's very popular. It's a minority, but it's popular, and it was funded by the government, and this is asinine baloney. He says all this stuff that's true, but then says the white man is the source of all evil. Baloney. Okay? Okay? If you want to say the white man's the source of something, it's the, you know, Gutenberg Press. Here it is.
I want to say a couple of things, and I really don't want you all to miss me before we get ready to go. My wife was here, and she was the president of the Association of Black Psychologists a couple of years ago, and she was responsible for taking about 500 people, including about 300 black psychologists, to Ghana, West Africa, for their national conference. The reason I point that out is because I want to say a couple of things, and I'm going to go out of bounds with what I have to say relative to what we've been talking about. First of all, I grew up in Brooklyn. And I saw, looking back on my life, I saw about 30 of my friends die, you know, getting shot, overdosing on drugs, any number of things that took them off the planet, you know, beautiful brothers. So as I started to become more conscious, I looked around, I started asking this very important question. I think the most important question that I ask myself and that you can ask yourself is why? And I wanted to find out what was going on. So I began to change. I began to examine everything. I don't like to use the word critically, but I started to really check things out. So I went through a very, very serious change. I mean, serious change. And what my wife and I did, we decided that we were going to drop out from the system. We delivered two of our three children at home using midwives. She didn't take any medication. We didn't go to a doctor. She talked me into doing that, but it was a beautiful experience for me to be there to help deliver our children. They were born, by the way, 2 years apart on the same day, and our oldest daughter helped us deliver our children. We also changed our diets. We saw the hospital system was killing our people, so we changed our diets. We have been vegan for about 30 years. That means no meat.
The hospital system's killing everybody, buddy.
At all, in any form, no dairy products, no sugar, no white flour, the same thing that Dr. Whitaker talked about. Because we understood that we were in a war. And I want to emphasize that to you. We are in a war. We left New York and went to North Carolina, and it's on her again, we decided that we were not going to go in debt because the new form of slavery was economic slavery. We got some land, we were very fortunate, and we built our own house. We built a log house. It took us 16 months. We worked night and day, every day, for the 16 months, and she was out there with a chainsaw in the cold and the rain, and we worked and we built the house so we would not have to give white people any money. I taught on the college level for a number of years at a so-called black college, and I'm down against black colleges. I'm going to tell you straight up, because some of the madness that's going on in these schools. But what I want to say is that there are two things going on the planet now. One is that when white people came to us and said, we're going to free you, we're going to emancipate you from the plantation, what they did was extended the boundaries of the plantation and made it an international plantation.
That's true.
Made us think that we were free.
That's true.
In addition to that, they made every white person on earth a plantation master.
Not true. Owner. They made us slaves.
So there are two things in operation. We are in an international prison. Not just in America, but everywhere we go, our people are dying. So the things that are in operation on this planet is that white people want to kill us. I want you to understand that. They want to kill you. And it has nothing to do with what kind of degree you have, what kind of car you have, what kind of title you have, what fraternity you belong to, what religion you belong to. They want to kill you because that is part of their plan. There are any number of reasons why they want to do that. I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out why they want to kill us. But I know that's what they want to do. And they want to do it in many different ways. Psychological, economic, cultural, spiritual, social, and biological, chemical, electromagnetic. They want to kill you. But they also want to make money in the process of your death.
That's true.
Now, I saw a brother when I was coming and he was smoking a cigarette. So now he's going to kill himself, but they're going to make money off of his death process. The other thing is that they want us to, if they don't kill us, like they tried to kill the brother by beating him up in New Orleans, if they don't kill us that way, or shooting like they killed the brother in Cincinnati, or like they killed Malice Green in Detroit, or like they killed Greenwich up in Pittsburgh, if they don't come out right and kill us straight, they want to get us to kill ourselves. Now, these are the only two operations on the planet.
And then he starts calling white people the N-word. We're going to cut out that part, come back from break, and play the balance where he calls for killing every white person on Earth. Now, the issue is white people are smoking cigarettes. I'll guarantee you 99.9% of white people who haven't heard this show don't understand that you've got the top globalists. But let me tell you something. China's involved. Japan's involved. Black leaders have been bought off in Africa. They're involved. He talks about police brutality. In Africa, the cops act just like they do here or worse. They're black on black. It's the nature of corruption and big government, buddy, not the white devil. We'll be right back. I'm yours truly, a white devil, Alex Jones, exposing the New World Order.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, here's the climax of the professor. You know, why doesn't he go out and give speeches against 50-plus percent of blacks aborting their babies? Oh, he's a liberal. Why doesn't he go out and tell black folks to rally and expose the government shipping their drugs in? Or how black leaders are on the payroll? He probably does. And I want to reach out to that fella and tell him I want him to come on the show. But I guess he thinks I have, like, some evil intelligence and I'm, like, jacked into the devil and, you know, I'm different from him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I want everybody to live in peace and be happy and go to the stars together, not kill each other. But the globalists are using tribalism to play us off against each other. And black liberation that Obama's involved in is funded by the government because it's not liberation. It's slavery. Let's go ahead and go back to him saying we must kill all the white people. Here it is.
Yes. Now, what we have to do is we have to devise a system or a plan for ourselves. And I said earlier that each one of you is a system. And everything that you do, every thought that you think, either you are supporting white world terror domination by your actions, what you buy, what you wear, where you go, what you eat, how you use your time, you are either supporting the white people in their process of death, or you're for African liberation. It's one or the other. And if we don't use our time wisely, then we are engaging in a form of subtle suicide. Because as I said earlier, their system is still going on. They still have these images on TV that are going on. They're still warehousing our children in special ed.
True.
Giving them Ritalin.
True.
They're no
white
jobs.
Kids too, buddy.
In the hospitals. So their system is not stopping. And then finally, I want to say that we need one idea. And we're not thinking about a solution to the problem. We're dealing with all these other things, but these are diversions from the solution to the problem. And we have to start to think about a solution to the problem so that these young brothers and sisters who are here now, who are 15, 16, and 17, are not here 25 years later talking about these same problems. Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans, they have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted from coming up with a solution to the problem. And the problem on the planet is white people.
Well, there you go. Yay! And people are crying and agreeing and clapping and talking about how beautiful it is. That is sick. And the globalists fund that, and they fund the white supremacists, and they fund all the rest of it to get us killing each other instead of getting a real economic system together and kicking the parasite banking system off the planet. But no, that's not going to happen if that professor and many others have his way. And I've got countless videos. We posted them. Glenn Spencer's got them of the illegal alien rallies where they have similar signs and say the same thing. And then as a white person, I go, listen, I don't want to be your enemy, but you're all talking about how you want to kill me. And see, that's the globalist model. They say, well, not just minority groups that are the majority worldwide, but anybody that we don't get rid of is going to challenge us. Let's wipe everybody out and go to the stars. That's what the globalist controllers are saying, but they plan to kill me too. They plan to kill you, regardless of what color you are. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Great job, crew, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.